You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
2212, Rollo, are you there?
You betcha, John LeBon.
Hold on, there we go, there's my audio, beautiful.
Oh, hello, Ab.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Oh, on a beautiful Saturday night. What's today's date? It is the 3rd of June, 2017. I'm here with John LeBon. How are you, John?
Oh, I'm very good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Too bad. I'm a lot more sober than the last time. Last time I had a chat with Ab, I was less than proud of what I said. But since then, I've listened to some fantastic audios. Certainly, the one that you had with Jerry Canman, David from England, to have a chat about the medical system and what you were saying about it, especially, you know, the double snakes and things like that. When I was pulled out of my mother's vagina, I was pulled out with forceps and they squished my head, and it's still wrecked now. They thought it was funny at the time, but that look, half my head is like under my hair, one side. They mashed my head, pulling me out of my mum's vagina. And who knows? I could have been a lot smarter if they hadn't, you know, mashed my head up, getting me out. Sections I have a problem with too. My sister-in-law, she had a belly cut open, and that kid's not right. I think you were talking. We're supposed to come out of the birth canal way God intended, if that's the word we want to use. But that's the way we're supposed to come out and get all our childhood experiences that way. I think the medical industry today, the doctors are so arrogant, and they want to go and play golf. Or they can't hang around to make sure and to medicalize birth anyway. My friend, my good friend, all my life, his wife had her baby in her pants. Her baby fell out in her pants, and it didn't cost them a cent in hospital fees because cut the umbilical cord and tied it up himself. At home, I think it's wrong that we should medicalize birth, and to have a home birth in Australia now costs $6,000. They really are putting they are trying to medicalize it to make sure it's we should be in hospital to have a baby. If I had a if my wife wanted to have a baby with me, I would definitely do it at home. I wouldn't. I'm never going to. The next time I go to a hospital, I'll be in a morgue with something wrapped around my big toe. That's the next time I'm going to hospital. What do you reckon, John?
There's a few things in there. Yeah, it was good chatting with Jerry Canman. He has an interesting perspective, and he seems particularly focused on medicine. And you think about all the fakery that we know about. A lot of it doesn't really affect us directly, does it? But medicine does affect us directly, especially if we still go to doctors and take medications and all that kind of crap. So I like what he's brought, him and Manic. I think them focusing more on topics like medicine and health, I think it's good
they've
to
got
see.
Direct. Yeah, they've got direct. Well, Manic's mother has been killed by chemotherapy, and Jerry Canman's mother is being killed by chemotherapy. He said that explicitly, and I, yeah, keep going, John.
No, I liked what they've brought to the audio chats. It's good to see, isn't it? Discord has brought a lot more chat because this place was dead a few months ago, and now it's there's something happening every day. It's good to see.
Betcha. Well, it's Saturday night here.
What's the latest with you, mate? What's happening in your world?
My wife tonight is off at a girls' night out, so she's going to get blitzed on a whole bunch of vodka with all her girlfriends, and I'm here alone with my dog. And Saturday, a lonely Saturday night. I thought what you said the other day is like you were going to go out the other day, but then went, fuck it, I'll just stay home and come on to Discord and have a chat with people that you can actually chat to and relate to. I can relate to you. I can relate to you, and I can relate to the fact that, if I was down the pub tonight, which I could have easily been, talking inane chit chat, about stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, how do we spend our spare time? You know, even people who work full-time jobs, even if they work, you know, overtime, they generally do still have some time to put towards recreation or whatever. And so what do you do with that time? Do you watch TV? Do you watch Netflix? Do you drink? Do you gamble? Do you go and get out on the piss with your mates and talk shit? What do you do? You know?
It's a, you got to do something with it.
Yeah, you got to do something.
Yeah, I did enjoy the comment you said the other day. If someone gave you $2 million for John Lebon just to then do elite gender inversion on your site, you'd just give it up and then just live the easy life. Fantastic.
I didn't quite say that. I was joking about Ab's elite gender inversion. But for me in general, yeah, if someone came and gave me $2 million for my website, bang, it's all yours.
Yeah. why not?
I'll teach you how to use the Podbean and the Vimeo and do all the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes into running a website. No problemo. $2 million, mate. That's, boy, oh, boy. I'd feel sorry for you overpaying that amount. You know, I'd sell it for a fraction of that.
Yeah, a quarter of that. Yeah. Yeah. 250 grand. Well, look, I'll talk to the wife and I'll see if I can get you down here to Newcastle from Brisbane. I'll even pay for a flight to get you here.
We'll spend a week coming up. I've got some office work coming up in July, but
email address.
August. Well, just hear me out, man. Halfway through August, yeah, sure. I'm a free man. I'm a free man. So, I mean, unless they keep me on, but I don't think that's going to happen. So about mid-August, mate, I'm a very free man. So if I've got somewhere to come and stay down in Newcastle, I'll sign up to some temp work agencies. And in the meantime, I'll just fucking rock up to the Newcastle Centrelink and I'll hang out with my mate Rolo.
Welcome. My wife isn't a huge fan of you, but she will tolerate you if you're here in my treehouse and, You've got my email address.
If she met me real life.
Yeah, you're a great guy. Do you have dreadlocks under that? Do you have dreadlocks under that hat?
Dreadlocks. No, I don't have dreadlocks. You'd be amazed how many people, when they actually meet me in real life, they're amazed by how different I am. I don't know what kind of perception people are getting when they listen to my stuff or see my videos. I got no idea what's going through their heads. But time after time, it's very different when they meet me in real life. And it's almost like they think to themselves, oh yeah, he really is just some dude. Yeah, I really am just some dude. You know what I mean? Sorry, it's not as surprising. It's not as sexy as like the CIA agent thing that people want to buy into. No. There might not even be a CIA guy. Sorry, we're not that important. We're not that special.
I heard you saying all that the other day and with Chubbs. Chubbs is quite a character, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was going on. He spent a lot of time focused just on the whole Jewish question and that kind of thing. And, you know, it's very easy for conversations to just become monotonous. So I thought, oh, yeah, I'm online. I'll jump in and have a chat. And once we got onto other topics, I thought it was a good dynamic conversation.
You have been a pillion passenger on that motorcycle going at 300, k's an hour while he's being chased by the cops and whatnot. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that part. No, I came in after that.
Yeah. I spoke to Chubbs years ago, I think, on Buster's Chris Kendall. Yeah, he's interesting, but there you go. But mostly the thing that when you heard, let's get back to Jerry Can Man talking to Manic about the medical system and how it's failed them. It is heartbreaking stuff, isn't it? I was a bit cold when I introduced. I said, just talk about the big C. Can you talk about the big C? I listened to them talk about that for an hour in the lobby. And, it was just heartbreaking that, their parents believe, you know, the English version of Neighbours is what, EastEnders and Coronation Street. And the parents believe bullshit medical system. I would never medical system, not now knowing what I know as the allopathic, not the homeopathic. Homeopathic is, the body will heal itself. Not this, like, what do you, it's not even safe to have an ultrasound. I didn't even know that. I thought ultrasounds were quite safe, but what's the point of them anyway?
You know, I was reading an article today in The Age. You know, The Age is Fairfax. It's like Victoria's version of the Sydney Morning Herald. And they had an article in there about depression and suicide among doctors, not just in Australia, but in America as well. Apparently they've got, and this isn't just psychiatrists, this is medical doctors as well, they've got like a statistically significant above regular population suicide rate. It's something, I think they were trying to say it's twice average. And you think about why that is, I reckon there'd be a number of factors. They're trying to say, oh, it's because they're overworked or whatever, but I think there's also an element of, imagine spending 7 years of your life and realistically some of these guys would have to know deep down not really there to help people at all. You know what I mean? Like some of them would have to work that out deep down. That's not really their job. That's not really the business they're in. You know what I mean? That'd fuck you up, I reckon.
Yeah, I always thought there are arrogant doctors out there. I mean, there are TV shows that make like House or whatever it was that they're arrogant and, oh yeah, I can fix anything, but, it can fix itself. And once you get old enough, like, you'll learn that the body can fix itself. And, the doctors are killing, well, look, it's a profession that, back in the, what, 1800s or whatever, it wasn't even, they were called quacks or whatever, weren't they? It was the Rockefellers or whatever that brought the allopathic system in, not the system of give a pill, snake oil to fix a problem. It's the same shit, isn't it? It's the old West with the snake oil salesman. What do you reckon, John?
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard the story that it was the Rockefellers, but I haven't seen the direct evidence that that's the case. I think it's easy to get sort of led down paths with stories about how things came to be. And that's why I try and focus just on how things are, because I think really the moment you start going back more than just a few decades, you know, what is history and what is true, and you know, people want to believe stories. Maybe the story of the Rockefellers is how it all came to be. I don't know. But what I do know is that the average person in our country today, Rollo, they believe that if there's something wrong with them, they can take a pill once or twice a day or six different pills and that'll fix them. And it's like, okay, so what you ingest affects your health. How about your food? Maybe that is also, you know what I mean? Like you consume a lot more by volume of food than you do of pills. So if you know that what you ingest affects your health, maybe the food does too. You know, the fact that this is not obvious to people shows just how sadly retarded we've all been. That's the reality of the situation. If we need someone to point this out to us, we're retarded. And the reality is up until a couple of years ago, I was completely and utterly retarded. Completely and utterly, Rollo. It's sad when you think about it.
I love the story where you said that you microwaved eggs in plastic bags in your, really crappy eggs. And you thought it was doing you good.
Yeah, there's these devices you can get. They're like egg poachers. Basically, it's like a plastic. It's like a two-piece plastic thing. You put an egg in either side, a little circle on either side. You put the lid on, put it in the microwave, bang. That's how I used to, you know, for a few years there, that's how I made my eggs, you know, and they were a big part of my diet at the time. And, fuck knows how much damage I did to myself, man. Like, this is what I'm trying to explain to you, man. I was completely and utterly retarded. And I think most people are, and most people will never realize it. And they might be better off never realizing it too. Still can't get over how many people in this little scene, this little fringe area of the internet, it's like they've never questioned this idea that maybe some people are better off without the truth. They never questioned it. Like, it's just, no. I've worked out the truth and now I've got to tell everyone. And I'm like, well, you don't seem that happy. Why do you want to go and tell someone else? Even if you can convince them, which you can't, but even if you could, maybe they'll just end up less happy. You know what I mean? Why would I want to do that to someone? Why would I want to make someone less happy? Why would anyone want to do that? It's pretty fucked up, if you ask me.
Do you have farmers markets there in Brisbane and that you can get organic vegetables and fruit and vegetables?
Yeah apparently we do. Apparently we do, but I just buy my vegetables from the local shops, man.
We have farmers markets here in Newcastle, so that's where we get all our food from, and we're vegetarians, and we try and leave a smaller footprint, and even when I source chicken and beef for my dog, now that I was buying the cheap stuff. But now I got guilted out by the Jerry Can Man, so I go and get the free range chickens and stuff for my dog now.
Yeah, that's true enough. The thing, look, I spend more on my eggs. I pay a lot more than I have to for eggs to get what I think are the organic free range. But the reality is, I've never double checked. They could easily sell whatever they want, as whatever they want, and they'd get away with it. You know what I mean? That's one of the things I've learned, especially the last few months. No one's double-checking anything, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that they are selling bullshit eggs as the organic free range, but they could. Who is going to go and double-check that? Who's double-checking that? We all just seem to assume, oh, yeah, there's people out there double-checking this stuff. And it's like, yeah, who? who's the dude that you're trusting to go and double-check what they're selling us? Organic this and free range that. And like I said, I'm one of the people who pays more, man. I think my eggs are $7 for 10 when I could buy the cheap ones for fucking a fifth of that. So I'm one of the people paying the extra, and I hope that they're free range and that they're quote unquote organic. But man, we don't know what the fuck's going on with the stuff that we buy, do we? If we're being honest.
There's another level above that too. If you listen to, people like Charlotte Gerson that says that the proteins in eggs, once you don't eat them raw, do you? You actually cook them. Do you boil them or
yeah, I boil them. I eat them. No, I just put them straight into a pot, boil them, and then
apparently that messes with the proteins as well. So, do you remember the film Rocky when he cracks like five eggs and just drinks five eggs?
I've never seen the film Rocky, but I know the concept of just eating them raw. I know of the concept. I've never done it. Have you?
I did it once for a bet. It tastes like cold semen. It's yuck. But once you cook an egg, it's like once you cook steak or once you cook chicken. Isn't it odd that chicken is supposed to be healthy for us, but you eat it raw and see how long you last. Do you know?
I know what you're saying, man. This is one of the big issues that comes up when you start questioning things, is you realize that even something as simple as food, we don't know if we're actually helping ourselves when we think we are. You know, we think we're eating food that helps us, but are we really? And then, like, when you believe in evolution and, like, civilization taking thousands of years to get to where it is, you think, oh, well, humans have been eating this food for so long. If there was a problem, you know, we'd know about it. But it's like, no. There's every chance that history only began a couple hundred years ago. And the food that we're eating now has only been the norm for a couple of generations. So the consequences on us for eating it, we're oblivious. We're almost like guinea pigs, you know. Who wants to think about this kind of stuff? That's what I'm saying, man. Someone walks up to me and says, listen, I'm leading a regular normie life, but I want to sort of open my mind to new ideas. I'm like, are you happy? And if they're like, oh, yeah, roughly, I'm like, no. If I were you, I'd just go straight back, turn around, and go straight back to that TV and that six-pack of beer, my friend. That's what I'd do if I were you.
Well, I've only had a couple of beers tonight. I'm not proud of the last time I was on with Ab, but a lot of fantastic people have come Foilius and Jerry Cam, you having a chat. You've really prolific with your output on fakeologist.com. And your John LeBond side, how's it going? Is it all going well?
It's going well. I mean, it's I've been putting so much time into it now for about a year. It's been a pretty full-on 12 months, man. And I think I'm just at the point now where it's like there's a few more things I want to put up there, but I might sort of slow down the output on that and maybe put my focus onto something else for a little while.
August, if you make it down here in August, like I'll pay for your flight, and that would be fantastic. What did I hear the other day? They're doing some sort of thing with Simon Shack. Willis Hadius is doing a Simon Shack thing. That they said that they can't film it, but please, Foilius, if you're listening, make an audio of it so you can give it to Ab and he can make a audio chat or a radio show of it. You know what I mean? I'd love to hear it. If there's questions from the crowd.
What would you love to hear? Simon Shack.
Foilius Hadius is a fellow up there in Gothenburg, Sweden. They're putting on a sort of meetup, and Simon Shack's going to give some sort of lecture or something or a talk. But they weren't allowed to film it. I don't care about film. I just want to hear the audio. So I'm just hoping that record the audio and give it to Ab, and Ab can post it on his site or post it on Clues Forum or whatever. You know what I mean? I'd like to. I haven't heard Simon Shack in years to see if he's changed his views on. I'm talking about 9/11, not his cosmology model, which is what you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this Foilius Hadius thing, but I was chatting with Chubbs yesterday, and one of the points I was making to Chubbs was that, you know, there's this notion that's out there among people that, you can't talk about things, they're trying to shut us down, you know, if you talk about things, they'll come for you, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I used to believe in this crap as well. But actually, it seems to me like it's never been easier for us to share our ideas and our thoughts with the world in all of recorded human history, and no one's stopping us. And I think for a lot of people, this would be more difficult for them to get their heads around. It's like, no, it's not that they are trying to stop you from speaking. It's that no one cares when you do speak. No one cares. It's much easier to believe, oh, no, they do care. There's a CIA watching me and they care. That's nicer to believe. Because if you were to think, actually, maybe no one gives a fuck at all, it's a lot more difficult. You know what I mean? It probably makes people feel lonely. They're like, oh, but we're talking so much important truth. Shouldn't they care? No. If I was the ruling families, I wouldn't give a fuck about you. I'll give you the hot tip right now. I'd let you sit around and talk all the shit you wanted. I wouldn't give a fuck, mate. I'd be too busy playing polo or doing whatever these people do for fun. What'd I give a fuck about you?
Are you lonely, John?
That's a good question. I guess so, man. Like, in a way, I guess I definitely am, because I think to myself, there's so many things about this world that I don't have an answer to, but I've got lots of questions and I like to talk about them. But there's very few people you can have a genuine conversation about these things with where, like for me personally, where I feel as though I'm having a conversation with someone who's thought about these things themselves. You know, like anyone can just sit there and have a quote-unquote conversation. But sometimes you feel as though you want to talk with somebody who has already thought about these things. They might have a different opinion to you, or they might have come to a different conclusion, but you feel as though you've both got a common ground that you've both kind of walked on your own, and now you can sort of discuss it together. Whereas a lot of the things that I find interesting right now, I feel as though literally no one has thought about these things before in our little scene. I'm sure other people have. I'm sure there's many other intelligent people around the world who've thought about these things. But this little conspiracy scene that we're in, this little, you know, fakeology scene or media fakery scene, when I say to people, ancient Greece, ancient Rome, ancient Egypt, I don't think any of these things existed, guys. I think this might really be no more than a couple hundred years old, this entire realm that we're in. I don't think anyone's actually spent any time looking into ancient Greece.
You've been to Rome? Have you seen the Roman Colosseum?
No, I haven't been to Rome and seen the Roman Colosseum. But like, this is a classic example, though. Like, if I say to someone, I don't believe in any of these ancient civilizations that people believe in, they'll straight away start saying, oh, but there are these things. And I'm like, yeah, there are these things. What I'm suggesting is that they might not be thousands of years old. You know what I mean? It's like, the same thing happened with Chubbs, you know, yesterday when it was about World War II. It's like, oh, but I've seen bullet holes in walls. I'm like, okay. So you've seen the bullet holes in walls. What does that prove? And he's like, oh, I guess it proves that I've seen bullets in walls. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. The stories that are sort of built around these things, the Colosseum or the Sphinx or the Great Pyramids, it's the stories that
the gas chambers at Auschwitz, which Chubbs would absolutely love, which to me is a total fraud.
Yeah, so what I'm saying to you is that when you say to me, oh, are you lonely? I'm like, well, in some ways, definitely. In some ways, I feel as though I am alone. There's no one else questioning what I'm questioning, studying what I'm studying, reading the books that I'm reading, and coming to the conclusions that I'm coming to. There's no one else doing it. There's literally no one doing it that I'm aware of. The best that I get is people saying to me, oh, go and check out flamenco. And I'm like, okay, flamenco. Like, they can't even engage with the concept. It's like they have to appeal to some other authority. Oh, flamenco has looked into this before. Okay, yeah, flamenco. All right, great. You know what I mean? So yeah, the simple answer to your question is, yeah, in some ways, I guess, definitely. You know, but, you know, we're all humans. We've all got different interests. So, you know, I'm not bitter about it. It's just the way the world is, my friend. Just the way the world is.
You betcha. And, well, at this very moment, I'm not lonely right now.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends how you look at it, doesn't it? I mean, I'm trying to get off the piss. This is my second weekend off the piss. And, yeah, man, fuck alcohol. Gee, it makes a lot of things a lot easier.
Alcohol is
happiness in a bottle, man. I miss it already. It's only been 2 weeks, you know.
A lot of beers tonight, but I wasn't as absolutely slayed as I was. I can't believe Ab posted that last chat that we had, but well, what do you? Someone wrote in the chat, Rollo, stop playing music or whatever. And I'm just going, I enjoy playing a few tunes and having a few laughs. And in fact, I think Typo's joined us. I might play a tune. Would you listen to a tune?
No, I'm not doing any tunes, dude. This is one of the suggestions that someone gave to you, is that you should leave your tunes for Radio Rollo. And like, if you want to have a drunk cast or do music, do Radio Rollo, man. And then you'll have an audience. There'll be people who want to listen to that. Then there'll be a whole bunch of other people who they'll listen to an audio chat. Like some guy actually wrote Ab an email, I guess, and Ab posted the contents. He was like, you know, I love the audio chats. I listen. I don't want to listen to just, you know, shitty pop music and dudes being drunk. You know what I mean? But there is an audience for that. So if there's like Radio Rollo with music and drunkenness, people who want that can listen to that.
Here we go. Tybo's joined us. Yeah, but John, I take that on board with what you said.
Someone sent me in this tape. And anyway, it's pretty self-explanatory. So here you go. This is what the Daleks have been up to for the past 2 years.
Welcome to Dalek Relaxation for Humans. Take a deep breath in through your nose.
All right, what's this? What's going on here?
Through your mouth, softly. Focus on slowing down your breathing into a calm rhythm. Inhale.
That's Typo trying to be funny.
I'm just putting him on mute. So, like, I don't know if he's fucking around or whatever. Like, if you guys want to have a drunk cast, that's cool. Like, it's 10:30. Yeah. I've got other things I can do.
How do I do that? So, I can actually do that as well because I'm a moderator as well. So, and he's a moderator. Good Lord. Anyway, back to where were we before we Yeah, so no music. If it's a Radio Rollo, yeah, do it as a separate thing.
Well, that seems to be the sentiments that are coming through from others, and I echo them. You know what I mean? Like I said, if you want to do a Radio Rollo, that's totally cool. And there'll be some people who want to listen to that, but then there'll be some people who are like, nah, don't want to have to, you know, every 20 minutes listen to some song. You know what I mean? It's just not what people want to listen to.
Basically, what I wanted to chat about tonight was, yeah, the medical industry, and it's certainly the heartbreaking. My mother, let me tell you a story about my mother. She went and got her breast flattened by a mammogram, and they said that she had a rice-sized sort of cancer in her breast. And I said to Mum, do not trust these people. And why you went there and got your breast flattened by a mammogram, because that's what they do. They flatten your breast between these two things. It's a disgusting, horrible procedure. And then I said, get away from that as far as you can. And the medical system then said, no, you're in the system. You've got cancer. Luckily I told my mum to tell them to go fuck themselves. And she's still alive and well, extremely well. She'll live to 100 probably because she doesn't believe in this crap. But she sort of got caught up in it because at a certain age, the Rotary clubs will send you a bum swipe thing where you have to, and they're trying to screen you and get you into the cancer system so they can say, oh, yeah, we can. They're just looking for customers. Rotary bum screening thing. Do you know that in Australia?
I know that there are people who they go for there's a word for it, like a routine check of your colon. And yeah, man, it's fucked up. It is all very, very fucked up, my friend. The whole cancer industry is fucked up. Even things like heart surgery. How many people have sat down and tried to find the objective data, the empirical data, the scientific data regarding health outcomes for heart surgery versus no heart surgery? That is, how many people have taken the time to look in to see if it's actually beneficial for someone who's been told they've got a heart problem to have heart surgery? Because when I did this, it was about a year ago, it blew my mind. Like, it wasn't even like there was a marginal benefit. There were studies that were showing there was no benefit whatsoever, other than to the dude performing the surgery making the money. Some of these surgeons, man, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, you know. And, like, my question to you, Rollo, is why do you think people trust the medical industry so much? Like, have you thought about why there might be a reason for it?
Trust it because television tells them to.
Yep, that's what I think it is, dude. You think about, okay, so if you could go back, say, 10 years, who would you say were the most... By popular culture, who were the most handsome men on television, say, 10 years ago?
Do you want me to say George Clooney from ER? But
George Clooney from ER is a classic example, dude. George Clooney, man, he'd be in the top three or four. You know, like, you got people like Brad Pitt, I guess, would be up there. The dude from Boston Public, he was pretty big. You know, there's a few, but George Clooney is a big one. And, yeah, ER, man. ER, you know, there's so many shows that are about medicine. And people are just constantly
House was the bigger one, though, because that was more specialized.
House is big as well. And, I mean, I don't watch as much TV, but I'm sure there are other medical shows on TV that are popular now. And it's pretty fucked up, man. So the average person's just getting brainwashed with this crap fucking day after day after day. Medicine's here to help. Another one that people love is
life expectancy. There's another show, John Levon.
You ask people, this is serious, ask people if they think, you know, health for people is getting better or worse. You're almost certainly going to be told that our life expectancy is going up, right? All you have to do is ask this person, what is life expectancy? You don't even need to argue with them. Just say, oh, is it really? Cool. What's life expectancy? Some of them actually know that it's just a prediction, because that's all it is. It's just a prediction. It's like, okay, cool. So predictions about how long we're going to live are going up. How does that mean that we're healthier? Well, I mean, they're predictions, so they're probably accurate. Oh, they're probably accurate. Cool. Who do you think's going to be around in 30, 40 years? I mean, if life expectancy today is 78, that means they're saying a baby born today is going to live 78 years. Who's going to be around in 50, 60, 70 years if these people start dropping dead 20 years early? Yeah. Nobody. They can just predict whatever they want. They can say whatever the hell they want, can't they? It's just predictions. It's just,
when you, it's once predictions you get, about once the, you get, yeah, yeah. Look, there was Doc Martin as well. You know, they call it the caring profession. The most disgusting thing is as Jerry Canman and Manic were talking about, not only chemotherapy to cure cancer, which is just disgusting. It's pricking babies with vaccines, as we well know. Me and John Lebon are on the same page here. It's just awful, isn't it? To stick an unknown substance, where the hell is this substance coming from,
people. Well, you've got to save the babies from polio, Rollo. If you don't jab them with 40 different vaccines in the first 5 years of life, they're going to catch polio, and they're going to give polio to all the other kids. So, I mean, you got to vaccinate, man. But I mean, it's Rollo. Do you ever stop to think like maybe this is just how it is? Like maybe there's just an agenda that's been afoot for a lot longer than you or I have been awake to it. There's no point really sitting around dwelling about the negatives. Do you ever think about this kind of thing? Like I was trying to have fun.
I've made the conscious decision to not have children. Like I couldn't cope if they're trying to make vaccines mandatory. That's when I think when people should. Well, are they trying to make them? They will. What did you say? Take a few tax dollars off you if you don't vaccinate.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Mandatory pricks of vitamin K. K, the number 11. We know the number 11 is big into the mysticism or the magic of these Freemasonic scumbags. But vitamin K injections. Do you know the reason I'm so fucking pissed off with injections that when you don't need them? Is that my grandfather was killed. He would have come out here to Australia and I would have got to see him. Injection in the morning to come to Australia in 1976, was dead in the bath, blue, dead in the bath that evening. And my grandmother was fucked up as well. She could barely walk. She was so messed up. They both had the needles to come to Australia in 1976 and they were fucked up! Killed. Well, grandfather was killed by the medical system. And the medical system needs to fucking go. Allopathic medicine needs to go. No more vaccines. Look, I'll stick heroin into my arm if I want to. That's my choice.
So what I'm trying to suggest to you is like the world is what it is and we can either sit around and be negative about it and like get angry and shout and rant and rave or we can try and see the funny side. What I was trying to do with Chubbs yesterday was just have a bit of a laugh about it. You know what I mean? Like nothing that you or I ever say or do is going to stop a multi-billion dollar industry that profits from people's stupidity. We're not going to be able to stop it. You know what I mean? We can sit around and complain about it if we like, but I don't think it's going to help us really, to be perfectly honest. Like maybe every now and then we need to vent, maybe, but I think overall it just makes more sense to try and see the funny side of things.
I vented just then. There you go. I'm calm now. If you ever come down here to Newcastle, me and you will have the chill. We'll chill out.
Well, I hope so, man, because if you're the kind of person who just fucking starts yelling at the top of his lungs, like during conversation,
no,
that's probably the kind of thing I'd ever want to hang around, to be perfectly honest. I mean, you don't do that in real life, do you?
No way.
So why do you do that? Why do you do that on audio chats is what I want to know. Like,
Is it a pretty negative vibe, dude? Big time.
Very, very negative vibe, man.
Well, give us something positive to go out with then, if we're going to go out, or we can talk about something else. Have you got anything?
Well, surely there's got to be some funny sides. Surely, all the time you've been doing this, surely there's some funny sides that you've seen to it. Like the other day, I was having a thought. I was thinking, man, the average person really does believe that they get to decide who is in charge of the country because they get to put numbers in a box on a piece of paper, right? Like, to me, this is actually pretty funny. When you take a step back and think about it, it's like, hold on, man. All of these so-called adults, they will actually spend a Saturday every 3 years. And we have state elections as well. So two Saturdays every 3 years. I mean, New South Wales vote, what, every 4 years? So every 4 years, you're going to vote two or three times on a Saturday. You're going to do something different to what you would have done. You're going to go to your local school. And you're going to get given this piece of paper and some pleasant young person is going to say to you, now, do you know what you have to do? You've got a number each box and you can't put any marks outside of the box or else they won't count. They won't count it right. And then you go to your little cardboard booth and the people put the numbers in the boxes. And some of them, not all of them, but some of them really believe that this is helping to decide how their country is going to be governed, right? That's actually pretty funny when you think about it, isn't it? Like you can see the funny side, can't you? You put the one, then two. Remember, there's only four boxes here. So you have to go one, 2, 3. You don't have to put a 4 in there because the people who count the votes know that whichever one doesn't have a 1 or a 2 or a 3, that must have been your fourth choice. So you don't have to put a 4. You can if you want, but you do have to put a 1, a 2, and a 3. So do you think you can do that? Do you think you can help decide who gets to run our country? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's the cardboard booths over there. So go and help pick who runs this country. Next. Have you voted yet today? Nope. Good. All right. So let me just see if I can find your name on the roll. Okay. So do you know how these work? Yep. You have to put a 1, a 2, and a 3, but you don't have to put the 4. Yeah. Okay. There you go. That's an election here in Australia. Where are we? Oh, and then we've got the upper house. Then we've got the upper house. It's like, all right, you know, you can either vote above the line or below the line. Do you know how this works? Basically, if you want to, you can number, there's 87 boxes below here. You can number each one of those if you want, or you can just put a 1 above the line. Yep, just any of the boxes above the line, you just put a 1. Okay, so I can either number all of them below or just 1 above. That's correct. All right, I'm going to put a 1 above. This is a big decision. It's a big decision. I'm going to put a 1.
Obviously, you've obviously voted, Jono.
I haven't just voted, man. I actually did help run an election. Back when I was younger, I worked for the Electoral Commission. And you want to know how seriously I used to take democracy? This is how fucking brainwashed I was, bro. I used to actually vote below the line. I used to actually fucking number every one of those boxes. I used to walk in. I used to walk in with my plan how I would vote. And this was even though I knew that my one vote didn't make a difference, but I still thought, like, those of us who take this seriously should take it seriously and actually, you know, work out who we're going to vote for before we even get there. So it's kind of funny for me to look back at all of that. But, you know, I did
back when you did your Sunday sessions and that, and you were talking. Is that when you were talking Sunday sessions?
I'm just trying to think.
Or before that.
Sunday sessions was 2015. When did we? Because I didn't vote at the last election. The last election was 2016. I didn't vote then. Was there an election in 2015? I don't know if I, even if there had been an election that year, I don't know if I would have voted. But I definitely would have voted in, like 2013 was the Rudd election, like a Rudd Mark II. And I definitely voted that year. So, you know, I did used to take all the shit. I mean, I used to be a complete not a fucking retard. This is the point I keep trying to make to people. They're like, oh, you can't say people are retards. I'm like, yes, I can. I used to be one, 100%. So am I allowed to call myself one? Yes, I am. And, well, I used to be as dumb as everyone else is now. So, yes, I am allowed to use this word because it's quite, I'm being
keep
quite
down for it. Yeah. As much as I find the politics system a waste of time and they're all scumbags, I did enjoy Maxine McHugh knocking John Howard off in 2007. I thought that was fantastic. See you later, you little squirt.
Well, you know, she wrote a book because she lost the same seat like 3 years later. Benelong, I think.
Yeah, Benelong, yeah. Yep.
And
yep.
She wrote a book and I actually read it because a friend of mine had purchased it and I actually read the book and, man, that's how into politics I used to be. I used to even read fucking biography, like autobiographies and memoirs and that kind of shit. I read Pauline Hanson's Untamed and Unashamed. I read Mark Latham's, what's his called? It'll come to me. Like, this is the kind of shit I used to actually read in my spare time, like to learn.
That's an interesting, subject. What do you think happened to Mark Latham with his pancreatitis and what happened with that guy? Was he trying to say that he, remember when he smashed one of the guys from the Chaser in the head when they, at the front of Parliament House? It was hilarious. Like, Mark Latham was a different kettle of fish, but I'm not sure about that guy. What do you think?
Well, I mean, he became the leader of the Australian Labor Party. That doesn't happen unless you've been vetted, if you know what I mean. Uh-huh. And he was actually like a councillor, I think. He cut his teeth in council politics before he went into federal politics, if I'm not mistaken, out at Liverpool Council, I think. And, yeah, if you read his book, like it was years and years ago I read his book and I wasn't, you know, aware to a lot of things back then, but there was nothing that stood out as truth telling, if you know what I mean. And that might be because he didn't know better. I mean, I don't know. These people, how much do they know? How much do they need to know? I don't know, man. It'd be fascinating, wouldn't it, if you could just sit down with one of these people, like locked in a room, and just say, hey, man, I haven't got any recording equipment, so don't stress, but like, how much do you actually know? Be straight up honest with me here. How much do you know? Seriously. Because I wouldn't be surprised if they knew, you know, everything that we know. I also wouldn't be surprised if they were oblivious to most of it. Honestly, at this point. I just don't know.
Melbourne politician, state politician brought up 9/11 and he was just blasted. Oh, it was just all through the papers. Conspiracy theorist. But he was just, you know, just doing, you know, simple questions. So, and then he was never heard from again. I can't remember his name, but I wish I remember.
But most people who sort of bring up 9/11, there's still people who believe, you know, the whole, oh, the government did it or the government let it happen. And, you know, how many people around the world who were not in on it, how many just regular people are aware that there were no planes on 9/11? Like they don't just know of the theory. They don't even just, you know, pretend to believe the theory, but they actually understand on a fundamental level this idea of the TV can lie and people will believe it. You know what I mean? Like, how do people really understand that?
It's so
fundamental level.
So close to zero as a statistical thing, I'd say zero. Even me and you, Simon Shack, Ab, and a few other fakeologists know that no planes hit the towers that day, but there you go.
Well, I've asked Ab a few times. It is close to zero, man. I've asked Ab a few times, like, how many people, because he, if he runs his website, then he has access to the what we call AWS stats, which is like just a basic tool for a webmaster to see how much traffic they're getting. And he should be able to know exactly how many people have downloaded each one of his podcasts. Now, just a download doesn't equal a listen. Someone can download it and never listen, or they might listen in 10 minutes. So you're not going to know exactly how much of your content is being listened to. But even just as a basic metric, how many downloads, he knows that, but I've never heard him repeat it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I can tell you, my most popular podcast on my Podbean account was with Negan Tropic, and it's up to about 800 plays. So even if every single one of those people listened to every single
Negan thing Tropic,
said,
yeah, he was the guy that was kicked off of Hoaxbusters, right?
I'm not sure if he was. He might have been. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he's Andy Jew guy.
Yeah, he's definitely Drew Wise, that's for sure.
That's right. Yeah, I'm sure he got punted. He had a big, it was one of the best Hoaxbusters I've ever heard, because he was, Chris and him were sort of, way better than him and Jaron going at it. I think him and Negan Tropic was way more entertaining. I guess I look at this as entertainment now.
It is entertainment, dude. I look at what I'm doing as entertainment, trying to provide entertainment for people. Do you know what I mean? Like, my entertainment is based on the research that I do into the truth, but ultimately people won't watch a 1 hour video of an analysis of books. They want something that is engaging. They need something that's entertaining, and that's perfectly understandable. You know what I mean? So
You are certainly that. You are a very entertaining fellow.
Well, I try and be, but you know, I got this complaint from someone a couple of weeks ago, someone who had signed up to my website, and really long story short, they were like, oh, a couple of the members' videos, they're too long. You know, I made a couple that were specifically about dinosaurs. This is a few months ago. And he's like, they're too long. You know, like, you need to make them shorter. And I'm like, fuck, man. Like, and I took that feedback on board, because it's like, end of the day, man, these are the paying customers. You have to appreciate that they're signing up for something. Real it is, man. People want entertainment is the primary thing. And I'm the same. That's why I can't really watch YouTube anymore. It's not just because the research is crap. It's not entertaining, man. None of these people are entertaining. They're all bullshit, man.
Do you really care about the things that people say about you? The some of the comments I read on YouTube, with the Manchester thing that you did, not the one that went viral, but the other one, you know, you're getting death threats all over the place. And
oh yeah, but they're
what
all
the hell
bullshit.
Is that all that shit?
Man. They're all bullshit death threats, man. No one has sent me a single email death threat yet. Like that's what I'll
do
start
is
believing.
email JohnLeBon 123 at Gmail, right?
That's the one. Yeah. What's... If I start getting like written emails threatening death, then maybe I might start caring. But no, nah, man, I didn't get one.
You didn't get one.
Dude, that video I made a video that's got almost 500,000 views, right? I finally got a viral video and I didn't get a single email, good or bad. Not one, dude. Do you know how depressing that is for me? That's why I picked the worst time to not be drinking anymore. Like this is the time I need to be drinking. I need to be finding happiness in a bottle because I've never felt more like, depressed is too strong a word, but like, unfulfilled, I guess, by this pastime of mine has become a passion. It's like, holy shit, man. Finally had a video that's gone to 500,000. And this is what I've been working for so long, to do a video that will get people to think. And if you reach a wide enough audience, I used to think, you're bound to help some people think. No. It doesn't work the way these people can't think. Nothing I say or do will make them think. 500,000 views, man. I don't think I've had a positive influence on a single fucking person. You know what I mean? It's like, this is.
I did enjoy what you said. What did you say? What did you say? At least I know that I didn't miss out on $1,000 if I had monetized it. When you said
that. Well, dude, I finally monetized. That was when I was chatting with Chubbs, right? I finally monetized my channel. And so I've been doing this for years now and I never monetized, but I finally have. And so what happens now if I go to my video manager? What happens is it comes up with all these little dollar signs. Okay, so for people who don't have a YouTube channel, you've got one, Rollo. You know how if you go to a video manager, it'll come up and it'll say, or it'll have it give you like a little thumbnail for each of your videos, and then it will tell you how many thumbs up, thumbs down comments. Well, now it also comes up with a little fucking dollar sign. And so what I think happens is if you monetize a video, it'll tell you how many dollars and cents that video has earned for you. And it's like... These so-called truthers, you know, these hoax-busting truthers like your Russian vids and these other clowns, when they go to their video manager, they're looking at dollar signs, man. Like, as a YouTuber, you check your video manager regularly to check on the videos to see what's working, what isn't. Every time these dudes go to their video manager, they're seeing dollars and cents. And good on them too. Like, I'm not criticizing them for that, but like, it's such a different mindset as a YouTuber to be looking at dollars and cents, but that's what all these people have been doing all this time. And I've never really understood that until I finally pressed and monetized on my channel. And now every video that I have made on my video manager has a fucking dollar sign next to it now. Every single one.
I remember that time that me and you and Russian Vids had that little chat about 9/11.
What a joke that was. Yeah. Well, that was this time last year, man. That was probably about this time. Probably about the middle of last year. Yeah. Probably June, July last year. So it goes quick.
Religious in the middle, and then I drank a bottle of whiskey, and then I was a bit drunk at the end. But that's always the way with me. But I liked the video you made about, okay, is this real when that guy gets smashed? And Russian Vids is saying, you can't get hit on the back of the head. And then Danny Green, in 2010? When he knocked that guy on the head?
Well, that was. Are you much of a boxing fan? Because I remember that Danny Green Paul
Not
Greaves
too much.
Incident.
Not too. I'm not too much into violent sports. And a lot of people had a go at you the day that me and you had a chat when I think I took you away from a... some sort of UFC thing you wanted to watch. Yeah, when we had a two-hour chat and you were in a bit of a, I don't know, cranky mood. It didn't bother me, but it got like 40, 50 comments on fakeologist.com that day. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was the video you made. It just showed you, you get punched in the side of the head or the back of the head. Yeah, it can knock you out, and it's not... It's real. It's real, right? It's not the guy's taking a dive. Go for a video, man.
Firstly, that conversation you're talking about last year where people said I was cranky, what had happened was I had gone to a McDonald's to use their internet because I was staying at Lindsay's place at the time and his internet had a limit. and I wanted to stream a UFC, so I went to McDonald's to stream it. Then you sent me a message on Skype saying, do you want to have a chat? So we did. And people were saying that I was cranky because I was talking about – because that was when I was studying this transgender shit that's going on in schools. And I couldn't believe how quickly they'd started teaching gender theory, like blatant cultural Marxist shit to primary school children. They even had – I mean, people can go look at my videos if they care, which they don't. And so at the time, I was still trying to get my head around this idea of, hold on, I thought all these truthers fucking cared about, like, what's happening in the world. They don't care that their kids are being taught this shit in schools. Like, I was getting no views on those videos. All my flat earth crap was getting 2,000 views. I'd make a video about, look what they're teaching kids in school, 500 views. And I was like, don't people care? And at the time, I didn't understand. No, most so-called truthers are complete retards. I didn't understand that back then. So maybe I was a little bit cranky. But as for that video that I've made recently with Paul Briggs and Danny Green, dude, Paul Briggs 100% took a dive in that fight, man. Danny Green himself said so. And then what happened was, the next day, Danny Green had to come out and say, because, dude, Paul Briggs had been in retirement for 3 years. He came out of retirement for that fight because Danny Green was always going to pull a big pay-per-view audience.
You were making a joke of it, so.
Yeah. It was a joke, yeah. So I've got this new angle now where I'm making these videos that are complete piss takes. So what I was saying was that.
I must have missed that. Yeah, you did. Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. Look, So you're saying bang, bang, yeah. And there's no way they should have knocked him out, but he did look wobbly and all that. He played the act then, if you're saying that he took a dive.
Well, they tried to make it, oh, he was just very, very unfit. Like the way they tried to play it was that he really had been knocked out by that glancing blow, but that the knockout was because he was completely unfit, out of shape, shouldn't have been in the ring. And it's like, well, look, either way, whether he was just fake. The thing was, it'd been a massive betting dive on a first-round knockout as well, which just made the whole thing so suspicious. And, yeah, I mean, what's real and what's fake, Rollo? At this point, it's so difficult to know. And, like, that video that I made, the one that's up to 500,000 views, look how many people thought I was being serious, man. I'm showing you footage of a guy throwing a smoke bomb next to himself. And then died.
Well, I knew that. I understood that.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't, man. Like we are living amongst people who do not possess the ability to think critically. That's the reality of the situation. You know what I mean? We can sit around and talk about why that is, or whether it's good or bad, or whether it was different in the past, or whether we can change it, or. But the first thing you have to accept.
Let me ask you this. I mean, when Russian Vids was saying, is in the UFC guy, the cop, the hit, was that a real hit? And did he go down or?
It looked very suspect to me, but I wouldn't say, oh yeah, look, here's footage of a guy going down in the fight. It's definitely fake. That's where all these YouTubers are complete clowns, man. They'll come out and make definitive statements one way or the other. When, of course, the truth is we're going off very little evidence. So whether someone comes out and says, oh, the Ariana Grande concert, 100% proof that we've got it, that it's fake, and their evidence is, you know, a dude wearing a different color shirt from one photo to another, which is the kind of shit PK does, or someone comes out and says, oh, no, it was definitely real because we got this girl covered in blood. Either way, man, it's a joke.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat.
And so PK, when he did that, what was that terrorist thing that happened in Melbourne? Do you remember that with the blue car that was moved all over the place and the guy got stabbed?
Yeah, that was the Melbourne car event like 3 months ago. You know that guy went to court during the week last week? He actually had his court date, the Gargazulis guy, whatever his name was. And PK was there.
Yeah, and?
PK went to the court date. I don't know why there's no videos on his channel about it. I heard this through other people. And,
Was he there to cover it or what?
I don't know.
Or was he a part of it?
I don't know, man. This is all what I've heard behind the scenes. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's all a joke,
dodgy.
It's all a big joke.
It is. Current affair. He's a kick in the bum for...
Hey, Rollo. If we watch these people with YouTube channels who make videos about the news being fake and we leave comments saying, yeah, good video, we're going to spread the truth and we're going to wake everyone up, man. This is the truth movement, man. We're going to wake everyone up. Yeah, man. the news are scared of us, man. The news are scared. Because we're all waking up to the truth that they're lying about these baby hoaxes, man. We're going to spread the truth.
I'm going to put my ninja suit on and start. I'm going to start doing some shit. Where's my ninja suit? What? It looks like a terrorist suit or whatever. But no, you've got a sense of humor, and you're right. You need to have one. If you don't have one in this day and age, good God, where do you go?
Well, that's the point, man. Like, I think I did. Like, I'm quite confident that I did let all of this get to me too much for a period there. And now I'm starting to realize the world is what the world is. And there's only so much about the world that you or I or anyone listening to this can actually change. What we can change is our own world. We can change what we eat or what we drink or how we sleep or where we work or the people we hang out with or how we spend our spare time. We can change our own lives. But that takes effort, you know what I mean? And it takes sacrifice. That's why so many people instead want to pretend they're going to change the world by complaining about it. And I think it's very easy to get sucked into that.
That's me, Johnny. Yeah, I think I'm a bit like that. I've been a bit cranky, a bit of an Alf Garnett. Alf Garnett was a guy back in the 70s that used to yell at the world and
I need to be a bit more proactive. I try not to judge myself or anyone else. Like, you know, when you start working out this stuff, like, they actually are retarding the babies in the womb. That's pretty fucked up, man. Or they're torturing little boys when they come out of the womb with circumcision, or they're they're teaching them gender theory at schools now and turning boys into girls. And, you know, it's natural. I think any good person's going to have this feeling of this is really fucked up, you know, and they're going to get angry about it, whatever. But I think eventually, hopefully, we can realize, well, getting angry about it doesn't actually fix it. All it does is...
If there was a God and we were created in God's image, why the hell do we need to nick a part of your skin off the end of your penis the second you come out? That's ridiculous, isn't it? It's just so... Oh, God, circumcision is just like, oh, awful. But that's a negative, Nelly. But we are created in God's image, and this is what we're all taught to believe, that God is this great creator and creates, you know, man and woman. Yeah, and first thing they do is go and mess with your goddamn genitalia. Holy shit balls, Batman.
It's pretty fucked up, man. Hey, I'll tell you something that has been picking me up is when you do play these.
My best friend did it to his children. Why? Because he wanted his kids' dicks to look like his father's.
That's pretty fucked up, man. That's pretty fucked up.
He wanted his dicks to look like soldiers or whatever it is, like German soldiers. Shit, boys. Yes. And you know what it takes away when you're having sex with a woman and you don't have a foreskin? It really does take away a lot of the sexual enjoyment. I've had deep discussions about circumcision with people, and yeah, it takes away a lot of the because it's supposed to be covered for the first part of your life and your penis.
Yeah, converted. Yeah, dude, you're preaching to the converted. I completely agree, man. It's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's what gets me. That's what gets me. People who are like focusing on the Jews as though they're the, like, you know, there's this tendency towards, oh, you know, the Jews are the evil ones, whatever. It's like, can we at least accept they're all at least in some way victims as well? Like, by almost by definition, if they're Jewish, they're a male. They were tortured in the most inhumane way when they were a baby. You know what I mean? Like, can you at least see that at least in some way they're a victim too? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, good God.
You don't have to be Jewish to have been tortured that way, but if you are Jewish and you're a male, you probably were tortured in the most horrific, inhumane way. And depending on how seriously your family takes their religion, your mother might have had to have been there when it happened. Like that poor woman, even if she believes in Judaism, she's there listening to her newborn son or to her young son screaming himself into shock, going into shock. You know what I mean? Some fucking mohel, you know, like, oh my God, this is horrific. So can we at least accept, even if you think the Jews are responsible for everything, can we at least accept that all of the males, they're victims? Like this idea of, oh, there's good guys and bad guys and they're so easily identifiable. Maybe, or maybe there's lots of people who are victims one way or another of this system. You know what I mean? Life was a lot easier for me, Rollo. Life was a lot easier for me. I thought I had an easily identifiable enemy, and I thought they cared about me. Life was a lot easier back then. Now, I'm not so sure that they even exist, this enemy, they're running everything and they're listening to everything we do and they give a fuck. Man, I almost wish that was true, because the alternative, which is what I think is more likely the reality, is that no one cares. Nobody cares what I think. Nobody cares what you think. No one cares what anyone thinks. People barely care what they think about. Most people barely care about their own opinions.
Tell you this.
Why do people spend so little time formulating their opinions? It's because they don't even care about their own opinions. So the idea that they would actually care about my opinion, about your opinion, it's crazy, man. Most people do not give a fuck, mate.
Jono, when I was born, the doctor wanted to circumcise me. And my man, as much as I didn't like my old man back then, said, "You're not fucking circumcising my boys." Told them, "You're not fucking circumcising my boys." Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Rollo, how's this, man? I know we said no music, but I think it wouldn't be a
giant. What would you like?
Just posted it in the live stream chat. I think this one's pertinent to the discussion. I saw this one the other day, and I'm really glad that I've stopped drinking, because if I was still drinking, I probably would have been drinking to this one for the last 2 weeks straight. So if you go into the live stream chat, dude, I just posted it. It's by Stephen Paul Taylor. Give that one a go.
You gonna come back afterwards?
Yeah, I'm gonna see.
Hold on. Can you just throw it into the general chat? I can find it there easy. Okay.
I only first heard this one for the first time a few days ago, and I was like, holy shit, this is the cosmos talking to me, man. It's been a long time since I've done any drugs. I'll tell you that. A long time.
Okay.
Here we go. Psychologist.com. The country I was born, it's sold, it's sold to you motherfuckers. You patrol both sides of the border. Oh, I don't wanna listen to your order. New world order, new world order. Haven't got anything to lose. 40 years old, half day, got news in my hands. Somebody gave it to me, I don't want it, no I don't want it, You patrol both sides of the borders. You patrol both sides of the borders.
Everybody knows shit. Bye.
There's no explanation for this third building falling, toppling, extinct. We sing about what we are as a race. We don't face the fact the government fucks us in the ass, creating another Pearl Harbor, killing its own kind. What for? Oh, I don't know, motherfucker. I guess money's on the mind. Everybody knows shit.
Everybody knows shit. Everybody knows shit. Everybody knows shit. Everybody knows shit's
So here we are on Fakeologist JohnLeBond.com audio chat, and here we are with John LeBond from JohnLeBond.com.
Well, that one was still there, mate. Yeah, mate, that was Stephen Paul Taylor with Everybody Knows Shit's Fucked. That was the Reddit edition, and a lot of truth in that song, wasn't there? You know, talking about the third building, how the third building go down, and yeah. I thought that was a
building seven, or the Solomon Brothers building, the one that Jane Stanley said, "Oh, look, the building's come down, and it's still behind her." On the BBC. Yeah,
that's the one. And, I mean, if you look at even just the film clip for that song, you know, he has the two friends. He's playing his little, synthesizer, his keyboard, and he's got the two friends either side of him. They both look very, non-emotional. They're just sitting there very, melancholic, you know, drinking their wine and smoking their cigarettes. And man, I don't know if you hang out with many young people these days, but they're not a very happy bunch of people. they'll tell their jokes and they'll laugh over a few beers. You know, especially if they're in the
people. I see. They're on their bloody smartphones and they're not even talking to one another. What are they doing?
Well, I mean, I don't blame them, dude. Look at what they're facing. Look at what young Australians are facing these days, man. It is fucked. These people are like,
yeah, I know. We're talking young as in like 15-year-olds. And when we were
I'm talking 20, early 20s. I think people who are teenagers in high school, they're just dealing with being teenagers. I don't think the bigger problems of life have really occurred to them yet. But once you get to your early 20s, you're at university, you're thinking about career, you're thinking about what you're going to do in terms of a house and these sorts of things, it does start to hit home to people more. And, yeah, I mean, I look through all of my friends from school, all my friends from sport. Some of them have had children, maybe one or two children, tops. But most of the dudes I know, they're just like me, man. They've got no children. They've either got no career or they've got a career that's, you know, kind of going okay, but, you know, they don't feel confident enough to buy a house or anything. Like, I'm almost 30 years old, man. Like, this generation, like, things are changing so quickly. And it's like most people are oblivious to it. It's like, guys, I think the generation before mine might be the last normal generation, at least in terms of settling down, buying a house and having a family. I think that's it. I think people like me, we're going to become a lot more common, man.
Because it's impossible. It's impossible for young people, even with two people working full time to even possibly to save up for a deposit for a house or something, because house prices in Australia are ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's like never impossible. Buy one. I think if you're willing to make a big enough sacrifice,
very hard.
And it is very hard, especially if you want to live anywhere near where you grew up. You have to go to the edge of the suburb, like to the edge of the city now. And so, like in Melbourne, the edge of the city is a 20-minute drive from the end of the train line, and then it's an hour train into the city. And yet most of the professional jobs are still in the city. So if you want to live closer to work, if you're a professional, then you need to
buy. What do we actually make in Australia? What do we actually do in Australia? Like, we dig some coal out in the ground in here in Newcastle. We have a few open cut mines up in the valley there. But what really are we producing here in Australia? It's all produced in China. Everything, all the stuff that we, all the plastic stuff is produced in China. The reason I enjoyed Jerry Canman and Manic chatting is that I've been busted up by the allopathic medical system, messed with so badly before I wake up. You know, and that's why I'm a little bit cranky.
No, it's understandable. The point I'm trying to make to you is like we can easily let this shit get us down when really it's only hurting us more. You know what I mean? I mean, say with you talk about allopathic medicine and what's happening to people. I remember when I was a child, we knew a family and that one of their children had leukemia, and I don't think that particular child lived longer than than 10 or 12 or whatever. I was only a young child myself at the time. But I think to myself, man, this people have not just been getting leukemia just on the regular, have they? This is a relatively recent thing, young people getting cancer. And yet, while this is happening, people still believe that life expectancy is going up, that we're living longer and that we're healthier. Like, we are living amongst truly insane people. People are insane if they can't wrap their head around the idea.
Do you know how not to get cancer, Jono? Jono, do you know how not to get cancer?
Well, I don't know. I've got some ideas, though. Like,
I'll tell you easily. First, number one, do not go to a doctor and get diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, that's a good start. Yeah.
Because leukemia, I mean, what the hell is it? Cancer of the blood, right? Blood?
Leukemia? I don't know. Is it?
Yeah. What the hell is leukemia? Something I can't see. I'm telling you. Lumps and bumps. Look, I have, I've been to New Zealand. I've got cousins over there and they've got, people get lumps and bumps on them all over the place and they don't go screaming to the doctor and then the doctor goes, you've got to go and get what? Chemotherapy, which is extremely toxic drugs injected into you to try and make this lump go smaller or something, or go away.
Check this out. What we've been talking, because I was like, is it of the blood? I thought it was the bone marrow. I've gone to the wiki page. They've got this chart of like all the countries of Earth, right, on like a standard map, and they've got the darker colors representing higher rates per million of deaths of leukemia. And sure enough, in dark red is the United States, dark orange, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. A lot of Europe is dark red. Then you've got the places like Africa. It's yellow, man. India, practically yellow. Like, it is a developed world cancer. And it's like, how can people look at something like that and not realize that this is not natural? Like,
that's my dog's name. Does cancer scare you or does the treatment scare you?
Dude, I'm not scared at all. I'm not even scared of death at all at this point. Someone could come and put a gun in my head and I'm sure your natural instincts would kick in, but man, who wants to live here? You know what I mean? I hate this place. I really hate this place, man. So
A
doctor tells me that I've got cancer and I'm like, fuck you, buddy. I'll go and get a second opinion. You know what I mean? Like that's pretty much what would come out of my mouth. I reckon I'd be too polite to say it that way. I'd be like, excuse me? And they're like, oh, you've got, this test says you got cancer. And if I didn't burst out in laughter, I'd be like, wait, so tell me, doc, how long have I got? Oh, yeah, cool. All right, well, I'm going to go and get a second opinion. But I appreciate
you. You've heard the old joke, haven't you? The guy goes to the doctor, gives you 6 months to live. It couldn't be the bill. I'll give you another 6 months. It's a great gag, that one.
it's pretty much true, though, isn't it? It's a complete joke, man. And, like, I'm sure there are people out there, if they were to hear, like, no one's going to hear this, but if they heard it, they'd be like, oh, my God, how can you be so insensitive? I'm like, no, I'm being quite serious. I'm dying. And the worst scenario, and it's like, if that's the worst case scenario, more likely this guy's a quack, that this is what these people are, you know what I mean? Back to when I was doing that ARP and the Sunday sessions, man. I was still practically a normie back then. I still didn't understand just how far this lie system goes. You know, it's funny to look back on that.
I look back on that period of you, Ethan, and the Silver Fox doing the shows, and you're all a little bit stilted and whatnot, and you're looking up Rupert and. Was Kerry Packer still alive back then? Maybe not. I don't know.
No, he died a long time ago, man. Kerry Packer. No.
Did he? All right. Well, whatever. And you were sort of going through the paper and whatever. I thought it was excellent, and I love throwing funny comments into the chat. I was in the chat the other day, actually, when you did your pilot episode of the new cosmology thing. I was in that day, but I didn't write anything in there. You can't actually see the people in the chat, a list of the people? Do they not give you the list?
You're talking about my alternative cosmology show a few weeks
ago. I was in there for the whole thing. I listened to the whole lot.
Oh, yeah. What did you think of it?
Fantastic. Yeah, you were there, and you wanted people to come in at the end, and nobody seemed to want to come in. I
wasn't that interesting, mate. This is dead set, dude. A few months ago, if I open up my show, I've got 3 or 4 messages on Skype going straight away, I want to join. This time around, because I set the scene for the first hour or so saying, here's logic, okay, here's empiricism, I don't want your beliefs, I don't want you coming in to defend your beliefs, I want your logic and your evidence. It was almost like the usual suspects were too scared to come along this time. That's what it seemed like to me. It's like, hold on, guys, we've all got a lot to say in the live chat usually, and for the last few months you've had a lot to say, but it's almost like they don't want to come and have a chat with me now that I've explained to them the difference between belief and evidence. You know, that's what it seemed like to me. So we'll see if it's the same next time. But yeah, the whole flat Earth scene, dude. What a disaster that is, hey?
Like I said, I sat there and I was listening to you chatting away, and you were inviting people in, and certainly some woman who wanted to have a go at you and wouldn't come in because, you know, you'd probably destroy her if God help anyone who goes against you, like, or, you know, becomes a, what do you call it, a hostile, guest. I've been hostile against anyone is probably Frank, and it's only Frank because of Dallas Goldberg. That's all.
The way I see it, man, a lot of people in the YouTube truth scene and, you know, the flat earth scene, they really don't know any better than just yelling and screaming and carrying on. Like they're not used to someone just sitting there calmly pointing out how they're wrong. It's not something that they've got any experience with. And it's a totally different kettle of fish. So it probably shows that some of them were smart enough to realize this is probably someone like, if I invite them onto my show and I say, you'll get a few minutes just to
you say don't, you have your to stay. Your show is not a Patricia Steer show where you want people to come in and just have a love fest or whatever, because you're not going to put up with bullshit, are you? You're not going to put up with or you're going to question. So take a alternative standpoint, because what's the point of everybody, what Patricia Steer does? Is she still going?
She's still going, but she's not as prominent as she used to be. Hey, you know, because you brought up Kerry Packer, I went and looked up when he died. It was 2005, man. It was a long time ago. But I forgot that his son was supposedly dating Mariah Carey. Remember that? Remember when, what's his name? Not Kerry Packer's son. The main Packer. Is it James Packer? What's his name?
James is the big one, yeah. He's the one that runs casinos. He's a casino guy.
Is it James? Yeah, James was with Mariah Carey, supposedly. And boy, we live in a weird world, my friend. We live in a very, very strange world.
And then
world,
you had young Murdoch. Young Murdoch, he seemed like a good guy to me. I don't like his father. I think his father's a C-U-N-T, but his son seems like a pretty cool guy. But I don't know.
I wonder what kind of parties these guys have. You know what I mean? Like, is it really just, do they have to stay, do they have to still, you know how when you're among certain company, you have to act a certain way, right? Do these people, because they're looked up to as the leaders of business or finance or whatever, do they kind of even have to sort of stick to that role at parties? Or can they just let their hair down and just get loose? You know what I mean? Like, so just a whole world that we will never ever see, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you what about a story. This is the way politicians are, not politicians, but people in top of the industry. A friend of mine, well, not a friend, but just an acquaintance, was talking to someone one day, and then John Howard comes up to him. No, he was talking to another guy, and John Howard comes up. And he didn't even excuse himself. you're more important. I'm going to tell you. Didn't say, excuse me, I want to talk to John Howard. And, you know, that sort of shit. It's like, it's so cold up there where people just don't even excuse themselves. You're in a conversation with someone. All right. Someone comes up and wants to butt into the conversation. You say, excuse me, sorry. I just want to talk to this guy. No, it's just like, bang, you're more important. I'm going to talk to you. I just went, what the fuck, man? I couldn't cope with that sort of bullshit. I could not cope with it. Our on Fakeologist audio chat. You know, if someone wants to come and join us, you just say, yeah, come and join. Introduce yourself your mate. Oh, not your mate. Yeah, that lovely guy from Victoria, Danny Silverbeam, his name was. Yeah. That was a good night. I enjoyed that night. I had a song that you just played too, by the way.
I thought that was a pretty cool song, man. Like I said, I'm trying to avoid the piss because I turned 30 in a couple of months.
Let's listen to it again. I want to listen to it again. Come on, let's.
Yeah, give it another go, dude. It's worth it. Listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, here we go. Fakeologist.com. Here we are with John LeBond from JohnLeBond.com. We are on Fakeologist audio chat. What is the date today? Today's date. What is? Help me out. What's today's date?
3rd of June. It's 3/6.
3/6. Here we go. One more go. Fakeologist.com.
Everybody knows shit. Fuck. I don't give a good goddamn. Your Uncle Sam is a motherfucker. I don't want to see him again. Have to pretend. Count to 10. You blew up your towers to justify war. Oh, I don't really care what your arms are for. More money on defense. Fuck hospitals. Fuck human beings. Fuck humanity. 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 The country I was born, it's sold to you motherfuckers. You patrol both sides of the border. Oh, I don't wanna listen to your order. New world order, new world order. Haven't got anything to lose. 40 years old, have they got news in my hands? Somebody gave it to me, I don't want it, no I don't want it, You patrol both sides of the borders. You patrol both sides of the borders.
Everybody knows shit, fuck. Everybody knows shit, fuck.
There's no explanation for this burnt building, falling, toppling, extinct. We sing about what we are as a race. We don't face the fact the government fucks us in the ass. Creating another Pearl Harbor, killing its own kind. What for? Oh, I don't know, motherfucker. I guess money's on the mind. Everybody knows shit.
Everybody knows shit. Everybody knows shit.
Everybody knows shit. Everybody knows shit.
Stephen's Paul Taylor with Everybody Knows Shit's Fucked Reddit edition on Fakeologist.com. And, what a terrific song, hey? In some ways, anyway, terrific song. And people can't see the film clip, but I can tell you the film clip is just as good as the song. That guy's crazy.
You've posted it there in the general chat. So you can come to the Discord and on Fakeologist.com and you can watch it. Yeah. Brilliant.
Hey, do you reckon if you look back at all the house parties that you went to Maybe you still go to. You seem
that's
like
when I did all the amyl nitrate when I was young in the 80s. Do you know how much amyl nitrate I snuffed?
Well, I'd rather not know. But do you reckon all the house parties that you've been to, suppose there were no drugs or alcohol, do you reckon you would have bothered going to most of them? Because I can tell you right now, I look back at, you know, I look at all the parties I used to go to.
Have you ever done ecstasy? Have you ever done E's?
I've done stuff that was sold as that, but I never checked to see if it was, so it could have been some bullshit, you know. But who knows what you're doing, you know what I mean? That's why I never really got into those kinds of drugs, because I was just like, I was always skeptical, am I really getting what I'm paying for here? And yeah, so not very much, man. Definitely not as much as you, but the point I'm trying to make here is, man, I reckon a lot of people who are going out to these parties, or just going out, if there was no alcohol involved and no drugs involved, they would not bother, honestly. Honestly, why would you bother? I reckon there are some people who are like, oh no, I would
dance around and find a girl that you want to,
There's heaps of people who go out who already have, partners. Like they're not just going out to pick up, they're going out to have fun. And I'm sure they are having fun, but I just wonder how much of the fun has anything to do with the people that they're with and how much of it is just to do with the alcohol and drugs that they're doing, man. That's the way it seems to me. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I've had this conversation with people and I've had them tell me, oh no, man, you're totally wrong. Like, but I'm like, okay, then cool. How often do you go out and not drink? Oh, don't. Yeah, exactly. Don't give me that bullshit, man. Come on. It's fucking without the alcohol and the drugs, man, we'd be sitting around going, why am I hanging out with these people? what are we talking about today? Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. We wouldn't bother. That's the problem.
John Le Bon, a great philosopher. Do you remember a great philosopher? Can you say the word philosopher?
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying a great philosopher once said, naughty, naughty.
A great philosopher once wrote, naughty, naughty, very naughty.
So there's this really cool thing that you can do called a server mute. And Ab of Fakeologist gave me the ability to mute people. And it was probably one of the smarter things that that Ab has done since he brought in this Discord, which was a great move. He's really livened up the website and I think it's been terrific. And we've got to hear lots of good new voices. And the other smart thing he did was make me one of the moderators, which he did a few days ago. So now if I'm here with Rollo or Typo and I want to discuss or have a laugh, I can just mute them when they want to start playing music that is not pertinent to the conversation, which is exactly what I just did. But it's 20 to midnight here, and I can tell that Rollo's in his slur words mood. Which I sometimes do wonder if Rollo is even actually drinking or if this is all just an act. I do wonder. So if that's the way he wants to be, he can be that way. But it's been a good chat. I've enjoyed the chat. I hope you guys have as well here at fakeologist.com. If you're interested in the song that was playing before, that was Everybody Knows Shit's Fucked by Stephen Paul Taylor. You can find that on YouTube. You'll find several different versions. That was the Reddit version. But it is time for me to get going. So on the 3rd of June 2017... you're listening to fakeologist.com. I'm going to be on my way, but before I go, I'll unmute Typo and Rollo so you can spend the rest of the audio chat listening to those two chat about what it is that two gentlemen talk about when they're pissed. Take care, guys. I'm out of here.
Hi.
Answer the phone in 10 minutes, I'll let you know.
Typo?
Hold on. Can you mute Stanley? Can you mute Stan Rollo? Go on then, I'll speak to you in a bit. Ta-da. What was it anyway? Was it important?
Yeah. We just lost Jono. Jono's just left us.
You've just knocked Jono off the server, Stan. You've just rung. Anyway, what was it all about?
Hey, Typo.
I got a video of him on TV, CBT camera. Fucking has been rubbing the fucking kid's fucking sweet machine in the end.
Oh. Oh, David.
Yeah, David Jamie.
I should nick him. All right. Sorry to hear about that. All right, then, turn off.
There we go. Typo.
Hi, Rollo, all right, mate. That just caught
How
me.
How are you, brother?
I'm okay. I've been listening. Yeah. better than I was earlier.
Let me play this. Let me play this. There we go. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, Jono wouldn't let me play it. Here we go. Fakeologist.com.
Okay,
Brian,
you won't let you play it. So you're the
There's a guy in the place who's got a bit of sweet face, and he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Ezer, and he is the main geezer, and he vibe up the place like no other man could. He should find, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious, and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun, and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Ezer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Ezer, he's punched in the corner laughing by the base spin.
Naughty,
naughty, very naughty. Ebony's a good leading light of the scene, know what I mean? He created the vibe, he takes you for a ride, and is it by design? The party ignites like he's coming alive. He takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then it's smooth as a groove that is making you move. He'd like to see a mime with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure, but go easy on all these, he's the love you can lose. He's extraordinary frail like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can set the presence in the sand of the crowd. He gets all out. The pipe does spin, the people get excited.
What's that, Rolo? Did he say his knees have gone?
Come, he's a good, Ebenezer Good. I've done tons of these. I think John LeBond, I want to thank John LeBond. Hey, typo.
I'd like to thank him as well. I wish he'd have done it then.
Let me thank John LeBond. Be quiet for a second. Let me just thank John LeBond. I just want to thank John LeBond for coming here. John LeBond from johnlebond.com. And you can go to John LeBond on YouTube and John LeBond Extra on YouTube and look up his stuff. He gave me, an hour or an hour and a half there?
Fantastic. I was just listening this morning because it's, what time is it? Lunchtime. Stan just rung up, so it must be about lunchtime. No, blimmin' heck, it's 20 to 3. In the afternoon here, Saturday, not much going on. I'm not sure whether it's a bank holiday weekend again. We have some funny carnival holidays. But I was listening to, let me get this right.
Tobo.
What?
Let me ask you about the medical system and what your thoughts are on the medical system. Did you listen to name? Jerry Camman and Manic.
Well, we're catching up with a few podcasts here, aren't we? I mean, I've just finished the John LeBond one. I started listening again, Chubbs. I was listening to Chubbs. I was enjoying it, you know?
Yep.
So I was listening to that when you jumped in the chat. So what time is it where you are now?
11:47 in the PM on a Saturday night.
Okay, and that must have been yesterday's kind of chat. It was, yeah, great stuff, you know. Jerry Canman won't be able to complain. He's got nothing to listen to if it keeps coming thick and fast like this, will he? But, yeah, their particular chat. Oh, what's happening now? I've got my phone plugged into the computer.
Silver Beamer in the lobby.
Yeah, well, you know, keep the ball rolling, innit? I heard, I didn't listen to the whole of Tinfoil Hattie this morning. What happened? Somebody interrupted, so I put it on pause and then lost the file and played it on my, I was playing it on my phone. I think the battery might have gone dead, actually. And so it stopped and I had to reload it type stuff. So I didn't listen to it, but I heard the fact that Simon's going up to give a presentation of the 9/11, you know, the movie.
Yeah.
Don't know whether it's going to be a new cut or a new edit or a, you know, bells and whistles thing, but yeah.
Did you listen to Foley's Hideous?
I think that's, that's what I'm saying. He's going up in June, isn't it? It's June the 18th, I think he said. I mean, not that I'm ever going to get out of Gothenburg.
Did you listen to Tybo?
Is that allopathic medicine? It's all to do with a bit of a frame of mind as well. Go on, anyway. Yeah, I'm listening. I've just sat down for a second. Go on, Ron. Sorry, mate.
Did you listen to Ab between Foilius and Frank?
No, that's the bit I didn't get to when you played that. I hadn't got to that bit at all. And then I started listening, to the latest output, which was Chubbs, John LeBron.
That live? Should I play that live on air?
No, I didn't listen live. It must have been last night. I didn't listen
live now.
Day before. Sorry? Play it again if you want, yeah. Already been through it then. You've already got the highlights. I was just saying that, you know, it's an interesting development in a way.
This is a laugh.
It's here.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's 21 right now and overcast.
That's good.
I'm here in, of course, Toronto.
It's not bad, is it, considering you're
33 miles across at the other side. Without a problem.
Mm. Okay.
So this is a laugh.
Well, thanks for chatting, Polis, and we'll see you.
See if Ab will let me get away with this.
I have to remember to retrieve it now.
Yeah.
I don't think you did a bumper, did you? My memory's shot.
The bumper.
Did not before, right?
No, the best bit comes in about 20 seconds.
On this,
you did, but you didn't before.
No.
Yeah.
That's not long enough to go to the offline.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Here we go. Listen to this. Bye-bye. Everybody.
Have you noticed that his phone, it's like, I call it the Sparky Piano effect. Do you ever remember, I think there were a few songs, it's not an invitation to play this, but it was a voice and it had been turned into a kind of robot-y voice. You know, it's the auto-tune thing now, but they did a
schedule,
and it was known as Sparking, Gothenburg, Sparking, or something, you know. I don't know whether it was actually carried out with electronic stuff, or somebody just holding his nose, you know. But, Sparky and his magic piano. Do you recall that, Rollo?
Sparky and his magic piano. I have absolutely no idea. Can you throw it into the general chat?
When I butted in earlier? Because everybody was trying to relax a little bit. It's got no noise, none of this playing up and all this. People civil tongue and all that. And so I played the Dalek relaxation tape. You know what I mean?
I should play it down a bit.
Yeah, well, I did, didn't I? A little bit. And then he muted it. Do you want to listen to it? See if this works the other end.
No. Yeah, well, you can do it.
Yeah, no. Which one is it?
More and more relaxed. Inhale. exterminated!
There we are, let's relax me a little there. I've exterminated my everyday cares.
Absolute comedy gold. I can do it this end. Now let's see if it sounds better if I do it this end. Ready? You ready? Ready? Here we go.
Nation for humans! Take a deep breath in through your nose! Now exhale through your mouth! Softly! Focus on slowing down your breathing into a carbon rhythm!
So is it better my end or yours?
Yeah, Sandy, lovely coming.
So listen,
we should be doing this in the lobby here, right? Come on, anyway. Yeah.
Good. Actually, I'm going to have to go and bump a line of coke, so I'm going to play this. I'll be back with you in 2 minutes.
Well, go on. All right.
He's one of the finest human beings that I've ever spoken to online. And John Le Bon.
Oh, not, but you know, that resignation to it, a little bit in the words of the song that we heard, but I quite liked it, the song. I will watch the video.
He's a great guy.
If somebody come and put a gun up to me head, I'm not going to miss this world. Well, you know, if he believes in heaven and paradise, fair enough. Or a bit of reincarnation, fair enough. Tend to agree with him, but I didn't develop that kind of attitude. So I was, well into decrepitude, you know. But, you got to keep fighting. You can't just accept it, lay down to it. But what I posted in there, you know, I've heard it said before, you know, the less conflicts we have, you know, I'm not saying you can be immune to disease, how can you? But, you know, some people, I'm the only, as you say, they stay away from those doctors. You know, the statistics talk for themselves. They stay away from the doctors, they don't get that ill. And with the kids kind of stuff, I mean, how long have incubators been available?
Back in the day, they used to feed them pure oxygen and gave them brain damage. Pure oxygen.
Well, you know, I mean, it's come on loops and bounds in that way. But what I'm saying is, as an option...
But have you ever done pure oxygen?
No, I've not managed to crack that one. But as I say, when it comes to inner conflicts, I think if you try not to be conflicted, which, let's face it, pretty difficult. But, you know, I think it's just an optimistic outlook tends to... Have you ever noticed how many monks live to ripe old ages? Not necessarily on about clerics or people, you know, they might suffer. So, but, you know, those people who go, now I'm off to be a monk, mate. At some stage, you know, they could be in their 80s.
Tom Baker was a monk. Tom Baker, you remember him? The guy that played Doctor Who?
Yeah,
he was a monk for 5 years.
He gave it all up for materialism, didn't he? And pushed the agenda.
You remember, yeah.
Kind of, yeah, but, you know, even that was him, wasn't it? But, yeah, it has its place, pages and stuff. But keeping illness at bay.
Okay.
I happen to believe there are remedies out there. Not, you know, I need to come and listen to the Blackfoot's version of how you fucking sort out lumbago, you know. I do believe I've got some feverfew growing in the front garden at the minute. I'm pleased it's there because one day I'll go, oh, I'll have a bit of that then. Probably with a bit of salt now I know what I know, mate. But to hear the fact that people are, as a matter of course, being taken in, irradiated or not irradiated, or poking around or looking for stuff and stuff, you know, is going to lead to trouble in the long run, isn't it? But everybody wants some kind of sound. My mate Stan, who may interrupt in a minute, in fact, I was speaking to him just as John was signing off, as it were, and he was moaning and whinging, like, honestly, like a 14-year-old would. And he won't mind me saying so, because I told him to his face yesterday. I said, well, you're behaving like a fucking child here, Stan. I've got it's an earache. All it is wax. I said, well, it might not just be wax. You know, as you say, you'd stick the old Q-tip in, but don't, you know, never put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear, and putting your elbow in your ear ain't, you know, because you can end up.
I thrashed one down there and it cleared it right out.
He was having what you call, he wouldn't mind me, he was having almost what people now commonly refer to as a panic attack. I thought, you're fucking hypochondriac. I know he's an hypochondriac. You know, medical man loves to talk about that. He goes the other way. He doesn't look out into infinity and beyond the realms and all that. He goes in, he likes to have a little look at and mess about with your kidneys and some of this computer-generated blood cell stuff, you know. He'd probably be a kind of virus guy. But he wanted to, I'm going to have to go to the medical centre. Now, I was thinking it was Saturday yesterday for some reason. I had one of those blissful kind of logouts and woke up and thought, bloody hell, I've gained the day, you know. Yesterday, I thought, gained the day. Because what happened, it rained and there's a bit of gardening going on and there's, you know, life springs eternal, that kind of thing. And I was catching up with it. And so he come round and he just wanted to moan about it. And I was thinking, he sat there, you're going to go up to a National Walking Centre where, you know, let's face it, people could, I've seen them in there with hang nails and nothing, you know, just clogging up the system. And then they're getting these tablets and 8 versions and a bit of blood here and take this and take that, poke them with this. And because they're feeling a little bit, how would you describe people's, you know, but they're not feeling too centred, you know. Everybody's afeared, everybody's kind of afflicted. Now, John's saying he's had 2 weeks for the booze. Well, it doesn't bother me in the sense whether I drink or whether I don't drink. I do, because it keeps a kind of equanimity to me, you know. Things don't get so on top of you. The way of the world, the way of other people doesn't bother you that much. You know, it ain't like an hardcore drug habit. It's not, you know, does it? Well, shouldn't drink out of tins. We know that, mate. You know, stuff. Shouldn't really use white sugar. Don't really bother about that. But every now and again, I think, well, that patch of nettles that I haven't whacked with a big stick and destroyed, I've managed to get hold of it, boil it up. I've made myself some air wash. Give a cup, you know, one to me daughter, say I do your hair in that, and brings the blonde out a bit. It might be a bit imaginary, but it does look nice, and it ain't a product in that sense. It's got enough saponoids in there, you know, And, you know, you can souffle the blue. You can go over the top with nickels. They ain't so good when they go a bit tough.
You can souffle your own shit. Hold on. Here we go.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on Fakeologist.com.
Oh.
Another hour of audio bullshit on Fakeologist.com. Isn't it funny how people can't? When you put them on the spot. When you put them on the spot and say, can you say you're listening to another of audio chat on Fakeologist.com or you're listening to Radio Rollo on RadioRollo.com or whatever. It's hard for some people. I think he did about 7 or 8 or 10 takes with someone the other day.
Who was it?
That's
a good. I'm glad you asked me to do one. I've managed to wriggle out of it. I have. I'm not wrong. Radio Rollo. But no, I completely agree with John. I listen to Chubbs. Frank, you know, listen to the voices. I'm an idiot when it comes to these matters. I promise you, I'm absolutely clueless. But I like to listen to other people's opinions. What's wrong there?
Where are you from?
Somebody gets under the wire and gives me some complete and utter fucking bullshit. As John said, we can laugh at it. Alleviate some of the unhappiness in the world, you know? Nearer you get to the truth is actually it's the simple things in life that keep you going. You know, all the questions.
A little piece of ground that you can grow a few vegetables.
Have your own bloody country if you like, but keep it simple, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep things simple. Don't fucking fear everybody. Don't conflict everybody. Don't let illness get a grip. Because otherwise, all we're doing is we're burying our own, you know? Don't let it happen. Don't treat life as a fucking illness. Now, I don't know about the creator game, because I've never been any good at getting down on my knees to do anything particularly.
I don't want to go anywhere near the creator in this conversation, but I want to hear.
Most of it's available.
Be quiet. Ready? I'm talking to you. Here we go. Here we go. I am Fakeologist. I am Typo Error. And you're listening to Fakeologist.com.
Okay.
Can you do one?
Yeah, go over the off license if you want. It'll cut it out. I could do one drink.
This is Typo Error. I'm from, where are you from?
I'm from up my own arse at the moment, aren't I? Because you asked me straight out the gate. Straight out the gate, he says, I want to get round to this allopathic, homeopathic, the other game. So I'm lucky. I haven't been touched by it too much. My mum had a knee done a couple of years ago, up until, mind you, she'd been treated well by the surgeons. But that was probably because she was a pretty girl but she lost an eye and they saved it. And then 20 years later, they straightened up and it looks about the same. Always had headaches, but not too much. And she needed a knee, so she got a knee. They've done well by her, but she has paid the taxes. That's the point, you see. And they are doing well. But they are squandering money on people going in there because we've got a splinter in their fucking thumb. You know, perhaps, do get them involved in some kind of greater scheme of things, seeing if that works with it. You know, you've got one or two choices. You can either stay away from it, stay to the tried and tested. Now, I knew an old boy, and I mean he was old. Well, I didn't know him while he was always old, you see. I didn't know. But when he was old, like people said when he died, I said, how old was he? I mean, it could have been, 104, some people said, and stuff like that. People didn't actually, It could have been a busher. He could have been like 57, put his pancake on every day. I don't know, but it didn't strike me that way. And he reckons, and he'd been a drinker most of his life, and he just started taking aspirin when he got to 50. You know, took 2 aspirin a day. And, you know, I ain't saying he smoked like the chimney, but he was a pipe fella for a long time. Cotton man, because, like, you know, you do lose your puff, don't you? So, by the time I know him, I don't think he was smoking much. But, you know, bright, bushy-eyed, because he was a very optimistic kind of guy, you know. But there again, he would be if you got to 100, if you carried you back to 104, you could almost tell anybody any bullshit you like, couldn't you? So, yeah, I ate a spoonful of cement every day. You know, you could actually tell them anything if you're 104, because you live in proof, aren't you? But up until then, unless you become living proof, then it's all a bit academic, and it how it works, and then who gets treated, you know. But when he's saying leukemia, well, Australia, I've always thought it might be a bit radioactive around certain parts. These nuclear tests were real, which I don't think they were now, but they could have been using some other agent to see how it affects the populace. In 15-year-olds, a lot of blood diseases all over the place, you know. Perhaps it was sneaking out in drains or getting out into the... Or it's released into the populace. And we see what happens, and we see, who, you know, what doesn't kill them makes them strong type shit. And they can keep a check on them all now, can't they?
I'm going to go and have a...
Mind giant.
How about some Del I had to go and do a bump. A bump.
Go without dread. Go without dread, yeah. And without fear, Roller. Whatever you're going to do. Try not to dread it or fear it, and it won't do you any harm.
Dreading or fearing anything.
You go worrying about bacteria and viruses and Raquel Welch and Donald Pleasance. You know. Yeah, be immune to all kinds of attack.
Do you know Raquel Welch is a mess?
Well, Shannon is a man.
Look. No, Raquel Welch is the man.
Oh, yeah, she. Yeah, she was. Yeah, yeah.
Del Shannon's a woman.
Tell you what, for a brief minute or two there, you know the sub, well, not even that long, for about 30, yeah, not even that long, for about 0.2 of a millisecond, or however long it took for the neurons to fire and for me to, you know, something went off. The song that John played twice, for a minute there, when he said something like, I hate humans and something else in a kind of chant thing, it reminded me a little bit like John Newman, John Newman, that's it. You know, a little bit, there was something to it. You'd probably have to play it over and over again just to get what I mean. You'd have to get to the syllable, almost that, you know. That's scintilla, what's it? I thought, bloody hell, could it be? And then it passed. I didn't think it was for a minute. Misses out tonight, then, is she?
I played some music the other day, and it sounded like Tommy Dalpra when he starts talking at a higher, you know, when he starts screaming.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
When screaming. I don't know. Not screaming.
But what do you? Where...
No, Tom's gone to the festival today, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Get time today.
Well, so long as it's a bit cloudy here, but I'm sure it's going to be all right. But if wherever, I don't know how many is going to turn up, 20,000, 30,000. I asked him the other day, I said, what's the theme? Because they always have, well, they have a theme now, don't they? Because I suppose everybody's involved. But it is a free festival in that sense. And I said, what's the theme this year? And he said something about Prince Charming or something. And but it's actually fairy tales. So, you know, perhaps he's got his own 9/11 table or so up the corner. I don't know. But yeah, I said, what's the theme? And because I think they call him the Strawberry Fairies, people who go and help out and all that. Should be, well, I hope he's had a lovely time either. Not got too drunk, no. Because he wouldn't need to, would he? All humanity's there and, you know, you take your woes and troubles out.
Charming. When it comes to Prince Charming, you can't go past this.
Oh,
here we go. Come on, here we go.
Are you going to have a chat with... I'm going to go over the off-license because I'm running out of booze here. Going to be an every night at Soap Hotel. Celebrating the D-Day landings with a bit of luck. Or the year after, I don't care. Ah. Who's it? Silver Beam? And Chubbs? I'll be annoyed by the music. Ask him if they want to. Oh, I'm coming through again. Virtual audio cable stuffed in it. I need a bigger chip. You can't root it through the roll.
That's all right, bud. I've got to go. Thank you, mate. What's going on here?
I was echoing back through you. There's a couple of people in here. There's Chubbs in here, Silver Beam, and I'm not sure whether that's a bot or somebody else. Oh, that's a streamer, isn't it? Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been...
I was going to go over the off-license.
You're going to go to the off-license? Well, I'll go on mute. When you get back, I'll if you got something to say, yep, I'll listen.
No, I got anything to say particularly. I was echoing back through you is all I was going to say. That's why I interrupted the song.
Okay, well...
Reconvene.
What are you going to get from the off-license?
Oh, I don't know. I'll get some bitter, I think.
Yep.
Bitter.
Yep.
I like a bitter with a top in it. And it's not so bad on the kidneys.
Sure. The lager.
You know what I mean? I'm not ready for my...
I'll go to mute, and when you get back, I'll have another.
I'll bump a few more things. Chat with Chubbs. I forget that it's live stream and all that. Carry on in it because it was lovely the time before, wasn't it? I thought I might have a chat with Chubbs then. I'm going to tip over the offer anyway. Check us out if you can. I can't find me tabs.
I think old mate's gone down to the off license. So how about this for a classic tune?
Typos.
This one.
Industry, labor, science, and the military combine their efforts to build the first atomic bomb, but all are within man's power, subject to his command. On man's wisdom, on his firmness in the use of that power, depends now the future of his children and his children's children in the new world of the atomic age.
Thank you. supposed to do. Until you make up your own minds, until you do what you're supposed to do. Saying something strange, saying something true. Until you make up your own lies, until you do what you're supposed to do, supposed to do.
Fakeoldigest.com.
What are we? Where are we on the 4th of... I want to play a little bit of this. Foreign QE Bono.S.
If you can't speak,
you will not add it. Wonderful. When Ab spoke to Hadius the other day, he did recommend this site, and here we go. Let's play a bit of this.
Weird.
See if
what's happening? Oh, you can't use the space bar as a push to talk, can you? Shit.
Hey, we're just playing a little bit of what's on Foley's Hadius site.
Anyway, fast nu har de hunnit kontakta jurister och kolla så att de kan avbryta oss.
Ingen som filmar,
eller
ingen
som filmar?
Ja, just nu. Jag har med mig kameran och grejer. Vi kollar med ett utanhus.
Ska vi köra den här
utanför? Ja, det är häftigt att göra det här sjukt detta. Ska vi göra det här? Folkens hus och allting.
Då är det så här att jag har precis talat med Frent av Folkets hus, Kulturstyrelsen, vad de heter. Ja. Och de väljer att inte låta oss genomföra det här mötet här och nu, och vi har verkligen gjort allt vad vi kan, men Martin då som bokade lokalen i Kubonos namn, då ringde de och ställde in avbokade utan egentligen att ringde själv några dagar innan, och sen gjorde jag så en liten, ja det var ju lite fult, men jag försökte boka en mindre sal här då så att vi ändå skulle kunna ha mötet, men nu så anser de att det inte går bra heller då.
Nej. Och så ringde de och gjorde det. De kunde inte komma hit.
Nej, de kunde inte komma hit och förklara sig heller då. Så att vi förstår ju vad vi har att göra med här. Det här blir ju lite vad man säger, Barbara Streisand-effekten, va? Att i sina ambitioner att skapa uppmärksamhet kring det här, så blir uppmärksamheten mycket större. Ja,
och
så är vi glada för.
Förmodligen har de åkt förbi med bilar och så stuckit bara.
Ja, ja, ja.
Och
så
vänder de sig.
Men vi ska tänka också på det att liksom de här Frent av Folkets hus styrelsen, ja de har gjort fel här, men de är ju liksom direkt delaktiga i det här, men ja.
Ja, den nya styrelsen, ja. Ja. Det här var
inte
som
han ställde lite, måste strama ut det. Ja, precis, så gör vi.
Piccolo, 50 personer. Ja,
antingen så hade vi föredraget här som en manifestation, men jag vet inte hur folk är klädda, om
det är
för kallt.
Ola, har du lust att köra 5 minuter här först och så symboliskt bara, va?
Ja, det kan
jag. Ja, 5-10 minuter och så drar vi oss bort på Piccolo och pubben sen, eller restaurangen. De tar alltså 50-55 kanske.
Okej.
Ta adressen på Piccolo.
Ja, men jag kan börja med
ja, det tar vi sen.
Tar det ja, det görs redan här. Så att, men jag heter Martin och representerar föreningen Kubono. Och vi är att vi sådana personer som utmanar åsiktskorridoren hos etablissemang.
Knock that, you reckon?
Oh, I can't understand them.
Spanish. Yeah, I know. Because they're speaking Swedish.
Yeah, when I went to, Denmark, and I think I spoke to some Norwegians, and when I was up in Scotland, spoke to some Icelanders, because they all spoke, you know, perfect English, perfect nuanced English, you know what I mean? They were, and that, but I was never any good at languages. But I suppose you could pick up a few words here and there. No. Is that the group that Simon Shack will be presenting the 9/11 update?
Yeah.
Is that where it is? Yeah? Because I haven't got the video. All I can hear is, well, no, I won't make light of it. Isn't that Red Ice's backyard?
If they cannot, record the audio and
somebody will end up, unless they're going to frisk him at the door, somebody will end up leaving there, you know, so he might as well have an official kind of way of doing it, hadn't I? If I was Simon, but Tim Fallhatcher said that he's going on holiday about that time of year anyway, isn't he? He's going to be up that way, as they say, so... Yeah, no, I think they should, you know, just make a nice, if not multimedia, nice event, you know, have a good time, you know, and I'm sure they will. It'll all be available, won't it? 4K, but is it going to be 4K? I mean, is there going to be a 4K version of this? You know, who knows? There's got to be who knows? Perhaps it needs an update, but it's not for me to say, is it, you know? And, of course, all the stuff that we now know. Who's our resident CGI guy, you know? he'll tell you it's come on leap and bounds in all in this time. So maybe, you know, there might even be a presentation where you could say, well, look, this is how they will, this is how they could possibly do it now. It's like Jim was saying earlier. Arc at me again. He said, well, perhaps they made it that bloody fake. And, you know, does anybody care if one or two people have worked out that it was not like that? They're not going to lose their jobs. Nobody's coming after them. And, he, you know, he did it as a kind of yes minister style. The guy comes in. He said, I told you. They found out. We should have had more of a budget for this one. But what I'm saying is a kind of contrast and compare. How? Because, you know, some of Simon's stuff, his recreations at the time, they were fairly rudimentary. But he said they're pretty easy to do. Imagine if he had a little bit more time and a little bit more, he could have done, you know, the identical job. Well, but he more or less did, didn't he, when he got the, was it a duck or a pig flying in? But you know what I mean? And so perhaps you could even do an updated kind of version, saying, well, look, this is, these are the models, these are, because it's, anyway, you know, I'm only speculating, but I'm sure he'll make it available. Because, you know, it is an addendum, isn't it, to the, another addendum, as it were, to that night, you know, September clues. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'd be looking forward to it if I were him, and if I were Tim Foyle, Attius, and all the boys at Crew Bono, or whatever it's called, I'd be looking forward to it as well, you know. He said, he had that Christopher Bolin in not so long ago. Well, make of him what you will. You know, there was some information in there that people never went, whether he was giving it, disseminated, probably doesn't make any difference. There was some stuff in there. Well, if we're all agreeing it was a bloody rabbit hole and put our necks down there, and really we should, you know, forget about it and resign ourselves to this. If it might be able to, you know, perhaps then we won't have these inner conflicts that are causing these diseases. But I don't see it as simple as that. So, you know, yeah, by all means, have an update, which he would in a way. And of course, you know, everybody does it, don't you know, every table somewhere where they're trying to, who was it? It was Chubb saying, the UFO shit, you know, well, the UFO conventions, which have been going forever, and a template for all kinds of meetings and conventions now, aren't they? People have their table. They meet and greet at their table, and their presentation, and then, but, you know, Simon ain't going to do that, is he? He's got a special, by invitation only, to do the presentation. Well, if anything else, great, you know, who knows? But I don't think he's actually signed up and going on the road with, like, a truth wagon or something, is he? He's doing this as a, you know, a kind of one-off. And I'm sure they will make it, well, you know, should he get to it. Well, we'll petition him, how about that? Try and make it available. But I don't think anybody's going to fall out over it, will they? You know, make it a product that's worth putting back up there, you know, or, you know, fighting its corner in the all the other stuff. Who knows? When is it? June the 18th?
Is it June 18th?
I don't know. I don't know why my light's coming. Talking, Aroma. You have a virtual audio.
You hear me okay? I thought I was having issues.
It just seems odd that when you talk, my light comes on. You're not. Are you getting any kind of feedback or anything or any?
No way. But I'm going to go and have to have another bumper. But do you mind to listen? Have a little.
No, I mean, address some of these questions that have been answered in the last couple of years.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it. It's your turn it down. I'm echoing through you. I'm new.
I'm the man who holds high places. Must be the ones who start to mow the new reality to the heart, closer to the heart. The blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art, forge their creativity closer to the heart. Closer.
closer to the heart.
Listen to Psychologist Radio, psychologist.com. What? that's good stuff. Look, I'm gonna have to leave because I'm addled. I'm done tonight.
You haven't got to go. Mrs. Rollo is out on the.
No, Mrs. Rollo's not here. Mrs. Rollo's off having a.
So you haven't got to go. It's just you and the dog. And,
Oh well, I'll go to mute, and you can chat.
Well, why don't you tell us what that song was?
That was Rush, Closer to the Heart, a lovely Canuck band.
It came in and out earlier, didn't it? Right.
Yeah, great band.
You should get this virtual audio sorted out because it played a nice song, and then it kind of cut out in the middle. What?
Oh, bugger,
don't mind asking what machine you got, Roller. I know I'm quite pleased with my Hewlett Packard, doing everything I need it to do.
Oh, what have I got? I've got a...
Phil got me to get a GPU, and it's more trouble than it's worth. But go on, what you got? Because I think a lot of the dropout is possibly if you're opening tabs and all that kind of thing. I don't know have you watched any of Dell's and Pichet's lock-ins? Pichet had his own lock-in the other day, didn't I? You hear about that?
Let's have a look. Would you want to?
Well, no. I'm not shilling for anybody, am I? I'm just keeping up to date. Pichet, I haven't watched it all yet because now, funny enough, now this is apropos of Frank Assault guy the other day. He said, "Well, what do you?" He was asking somebody else. Don't know who it was. Could have been Aaron. What do you use to download your videos? And he pointed out that they always work for a bit, and then they stop working, and never to be resurrected is what Frank pointed out. And now, I think I donated the once to one of them, but it never got updated, and it stopped working, and then it was, you know, forgotten about. Well, I never went back to do it, you know. I mean, cookies, who needs cookies? But it might be when you get that dropout, it might just actually be a machine. So what machine you got then, Rolls? You're a Macintosh. Hell of a leg. It's your mission on Earth, Roland. You should sort the audio out. What I was pointing out is you haven't got to go as far as Mrs. Rolo's on the razzle. You'd be all on your lonesome. Whereas I'm just waiting for the gates of what's it to be unleashed upon me. So I thought we could have a chat.
There we go.
What's going now? What's going off?
We back?
Tell you what, every chat room here now, Rollo, have you see one of the things?
Two two one two.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
2-2-1-2, 2-2-1-2.
Never perfect, is it? That bit was all right. But one of the things about the Discord live stream chat is it does like to reposition itself without you doing much to it. It keeps, you know, hogging up the screen, and then you got to close it down. Then it goes into a little icon, then you got to open it up, then you got to scroll back down, then you got to find it, and then you could hit the wrong link. But that's my fault because I haven't got two monitors. Other than that, well, I have got two monitors, and there's me slaying up the GPU, yeah. But I could actually put the chat over there. But even though my eyesight's, I'm short sighted, so, and it's just a little bit too far from here, so I don't need both bifocals. But yeah, should be able to work it here. I've got a message now. It's all gone shit here. Well, that's what I was saying, Rolo. We need more information. When exactly did it go shit? What exactly can we do about it? Be right back. All right, then. Well, it's probably all gone shit here as well. That's the point, isn't it? If it goes shit you're in, it goes shit my end, I should think. As I say, my green light's been going on and off when you've been talking. Luckily, there's no going back up to this rubbish. Well, we'll pick up where we left off then, I suppose, Rolo. I don't know. Once again, exploding fireworks. Chinese crackers in song. Not actually fireworks. Exploding Chinese crackers. When we turn round, you've cleared off up the alley. Yeah. I don't know. I miss most of the music. I heard that one. Hey, come on, let's have a go. Let's look where we are. Look, one of these tabs up. If there is anybody that can hear us. Oh, we don't. Burping yourself. Oh, Chris. Must be nervous, eh? Rolo! I'm nervous! I keep burping! Right, let's open the thing up. There we go. Frank's got told off it's typing. You know, I noticed that. Napoleon Wilson's been here all night. What's he been up to? Sean, do you think this is brain shapes? And why is the Antarctic only a Mason hangout? Do you know that? Any hard evidence? Yeah, it's a shitload. Well, I'll just check that out later, obviously. It's in Manchester, UK, which I didn't know. But when I said don't like Manx, I didn't mean Napoleon Wilson, obviously. I didn't mean Manx. Well, we have to vent things every now and again. In Manchester, we've had choppers, but it seems the memory hole is full again. Back to the mundanity. John, I work at a uni. Don't laugh, I'm a cleaner. They take the dino pics down, and I took a few doctors out of evolution with Bruce Lipton. Probably some acid to go with it. There you go, doctor. Listen to this tape and take those. You can trust me, I'm a cleaner. Keep up the good work, Napoleon. Bruce Lipton, I forget about that. Oh, yeah, spirit molecule, Tom. Mushrooms will be up early again this year. Well, might not. But yeah, it's had a good pool day. Nice and damp here. And, summer's over. Coming into that long, inexplicable thing in the sky. So, got to be, the creator in human form. I wish we could let ourselves in on a few more secrets. It all seems a bit confusing at the moment. More like one of those Hindu operatives that keeps hiding from himself. You're a bit like that. A bit like Rolo at the minute. Where have you gone, Rolo? What are you doing, Rolo? But he's gonna get more cocaine. He always does, doesn't he? Right. Get into the text channels. I'm going on enough. I don't know what's happening. Can anybody in? Is it bad? This is Silverbeam, isn't it? Hang on, Nick. I like the idea of what's it called? The holographic universe? No, the other one. Yes, the other one. What kind of universe is that? Oh, yeah, plasma, bit of plasma. Bit electric, bit shocking, that one. Oh, that one is shocking, isn't it? Could happen any time then. In fact, what's the idea? It's in recent memory. That's why we got all these, they're all a bit like that. Does look scarred, though, Mars, doesn't it? The answer's representation. They're canals, anyway. That's what I remember. They've all been filled in now, obviously. H.G. Wells went up there with his shovel and filled them in. That was his mission on Mars. And to attain community and harmony on Mars, filled in all the canals. They were a bugger. That's what he did. He might not have done. I have to verify those. They're not necessarily facts. You're not basing any of your actions on any of that cobbler you say. They do look like canals, don't they? You know better now, Chris. Notifications. Streamer mode. What's that all about? I don't know whether I should enable it. If anybody would like to take any requests, Ron will be back in a bit. I can write them down. The pen and paper. There's connections. There we are. Right, then. Oh, that's why it's not working. Authorised apps. I like an app. Anybody fancy having a blackjack? Fake off is this blackjack. Not blackjack. Now could do. Oh, good God. Yeah. Into the eternal glorious sunshine. The sure knowledge of your, what's it called? Anyway, I'm sunny today. It's a bit grim. I have to go and get some petrol and wash the car. yeah, I hope Tom's having a nice time. That's true. Oh, shame he couldn't patch in, man. Woo, if what
hey, hey, he's back.
Your back rolls. I don't know what I just got a pen and pencil. I was going to write something down.
Napoleon Wilson just wrote, JLB, good song, catchy.
Is Napoleon in the street somewhere about, I was just reading a bit of Napoleon, eh? Yeah. There's loads and loads of chat here. Because you're not in the chat room that often, are you?
No, hardly ever.
Man, you're missing some information in here.
Yeah.
You know how it used to be in the kind of chat tango chat? I mean, where's RFX, man? You know, he used to... He didn't miss
Oh, yeah, with... when we're on TeamSpeak, he was... huge. Yeah, huge. Well, yeah.
I heard Ab was saying the other day, he's looking for a different kind of landing page. You know, I mean, I can't understand what's going on. And there he is, having to fall out with truckers on the Queen's Highway or whatever it is. So, you know, putting the time aside.
I hope Ab will forgive me for that, for playing that again. Yeah.
I'll tell you what you should do, Rolo, here now, what we're doing now, right, is... Try and work out when you and John finished up and call that an absolute bloody cut there and leave it for a bit, you know? I mean, if anybody's been unfortunate enough to listen in the live stream, so be it. But there is no real point us sullying what's been some cracking stuff recently, you know? Been some pretty good. And I'm not saying that we are, but, you know, I'm as bad. I've listened back to certain things, right? And not to, I don't know. You know, sometimes I think the soul will try and speak for itself without any, that sounds a bit peculiar.
Look, I don't mind. I don't mind what people say about me or what they say about you. They've said harsh things about you and me.
What we're saying, right, and John's point, that everybody's at a certain level of awareness, yeah? Without going all spiritual and going, come on now, brothers and sisters, welcome into the sunshine. Yeah, we're going to let you in on a secret here. Because we can't. Because we're looking into fucking media events. I'm almost suggesting that these things have an effect on our health. Certainly have an effect on our outlook. Now, I'm not suggesting everybody bites the pill, you know, and goes, no, I've had enough. Like Chubbs was saying the other day, you know, gets himself a log cabin in those Rockies and gets the workshop, eating well, 60 foot in a day, probably less, you know, and that'll be him. He'll be happy. And so, well, these are ideals. And as John points out, most people, they've all got these kinds of dreams and thoughts and plans and schemes, but it's gone in a blink of an eye, and they end up getting a bit tired. There's another retirement plan you can have. There's another way of looking at it, you know. What am I going on about?
I don't know.
People telling me, you know, I don't want to sully anybody's information. I've got nothing to say. I am almost reacting to what has been said. I haven't got a point to make particularly about anything. I haven't even got any observations to make that haven't already been made millions of times and been made by people who are a bit more clued up and can come to a little bit more, pithier aphorisms, closer to the truth than I can. But as I say, I think, the truth of the matter lies in it has to be very, very simple. Keep it fucking simple, isn't it? As you say.
Exactly.
Stupid. So there we are.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Me and you being stupid and keeping it simple. But, you know, we don't want to have audio issues, and I don't want to fucking trash over.
No, I'm sorry closer to the heart. All right, I'm going to sign off for tonight.
Okay. Well, give me a tune
that you'd really, really like to hear. What's one of your favourite tunes? Have you got one?
Hold on. Why don't we? I'm trying to come to a bit of self knowledge here. A lot of people ain't up to this. You're saying you fucking idiots out there. You ain't up to it. Well, I agree with him. I'm not. Well, if somebody can, you know, I ain't stepping into the dojo at the moment because, you know, I am not equipped. I ain't trained to start. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to go out with this.
Well, hold on. You just asked me what I wanted to play, and then you're going out with what you want to play.
I'm going to go out with something simple.
That's all right. I don't mind that. What was that? That's the dog. Everybody wants to be a cat. Cats are cats, the only cats that knows where it's at. Everybody wants to be a cat. What's going on? Dogs are coming.
¿Qué pasó?
Kurt Russell. Call their dog Kurt Russell. Calm down. Sit out. In your bed. Only the postman. Oh, for fuck's sake. Roast it. Everyone out of Chinese dog. Won't get any drinks. He's trying to tell you something. There's a good lad, though. Back. Rollo comes in, and you're there, you want to back and alert people. You don't want Rollo in your living room. He's going to bed now. Good lad.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Well, the bell seems to have calmed in then a little there. Rosie? Didn't know she was crossed with a pit bull. Bloody hell. But she was a little cocker spaniel. Oh, no, that was it's strife. Without a trace. Was it Lumberjack G? Must have been without a trace. I wonder what happened to him. What happened there then? Oh, I opened this bloody thing up on you. Oh, that's better. Attack your back. Oh, heal thyself. Position, heal thyself. Certainly will. I'll have another one, thanks. Poem time. What was Rolo doing anyway, playing that for? Because I can, too, can play at that game. Oh, I might learn something.
Born Earth model of mine. I'm up to almost 20.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on Fakeologist.com.
Byron said he's been working on his Tycho Brahe model of
obviously.
He's been working on it for years.
Video rendition of the new September clues. Maybe you
would like to see how your notes compare.
Well, we're probably similar because this model is very, very useful as well. See, the thing is, man, the whole alternative cosmology scene, it's crying out for a new model. And I'm just afraid that his model and my model are going to hit the market at the same time. And we're going to, cannibalize the market.
T-shirts.
So, alright.
I'm hoping he either releases his now. We even need him to release his now or not for another 12 months. Because mine's coming out in a couple of weeks officially. So, if that's on the same day as mine, man, I'm going to be pissed.
You have to go through all the, how do you do it?
Tell me a model, Jack.
Numbers and when the sun rises and the moon rises and different parts of the world. You have to work. You have to check your model against all those numbers. It seems like so much work. I know I wouldn't be able to do it myself.
I guess it depends, man. I mean, it depends what kind of
time. It's an algorithm.
If you're actually trying to put a computer program, I guess you would have to do all that kind of stuff. But mine is more just based on, how do I put this? Mine's more just based on basic empirical stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not claiming to have a, I'm not going to be releasing a computer program, put it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, mine's a bit more simple. It's just a few simple inferences and then you can go from
Simon?
There. His might be a lot of, I don't know, man. With old Simon Shack. I still can't believe to this day that these dudes had, on clues for him.
Oh, this is where I stopped.
The show. I never mentioned Cadmus experiment once.
I never picked this up particularly. It's where I finished listening when I jumped in the live.
All of these Boffins and great researchers at Clues Forum, none of them ever found out that the Big Jet constant comes from some dude weighing the earth in his shed. Yeah, that's going to make sense to me, man.
Wait a second. What was the name of that?
That's
cool. I never heard of this. And then gravity, it's like gravity question mark.
What is gravity?
Yeah.
Good point.
You tell them what gravity.
I don't even know what gravity is, bro.
Gravity sucks.
I don't believe in it either, so you didn't answer the question of the threat. But it's cool, you know. You saw Cavendish, Henry Cavendish. That's good. Big high school was that shit.
What I'm suggesting is that the story of Cavendish is an absurd story. So if one of the
central concepts of gravity better suited for biscuits.
And to do that, you need the Big Jet
Cavendish.
The
house from Cavendish.
It's ritual 200 years ago from a guy in a shed. It's like a three-step process.
We're on John Mitchell, Reverend John Mitchell, his torsion balance. Because he had to fix, the plums weren't lining up on the Mason-Dixon line. He's in charge of that shit. So he won't figure it out. He sent some dudes over the way, some mountain over up there, he was somewhere. That's he wasn't, well, first he had to figure out things and all that shit. He had to use a telescope and shooting into his own room and looking at the twist of the fucking wire. Yeah, it's bullshit. But the thing is, they still use those to look for oil and shit like that. They still use torsion balance.
He's Yuri Geller as well. Done rather well.
So the point I'm making is,
if
you're going to look at something like what is gravity, you don't have to look far to work out these stories.
Here's the first psychometric lab, where we get the IQ test from Cattell set up at Cavendish.
Cattell?
Wow. cabinets where they, well, that's where Rutherford went to work afterward. Rutherford, the first guy that, first real alchemist, the father of nuclear science. You know this coat of arms is? Fucking Hermes Trismegistus.
That's the chap.
On the Dexter side, you know, the important side. It's all fucking magic. So,
no, I agree about that.
Sound good, Dynamite?
Like, if you can talk to someone and the words that you say compel them to behave in a different way, like you've changed physical reality. I think that's why it's called spelling and grammar.
Being cheerful. Like,
you are putting a spell on someone. If you can tell someone a bunch of words,
be cheerful.
Actually alter
full of good cheer.
You're changing reality.
For no reason at all. You feel better.
Your expectation.
So everybody else.
Weird ass Stephen Hawking, that robot guy. He has a Lucasian chair of fucking math at Cambridge. Fucking Newton had that chair. I mean, that's like, it's like serious mathematicians, so we're told. But they got this obvious fucking narrative device that has, he's fucking active, or a female, or whatever. But they turn him into the weird little robot guy, so people fucking eat that shit up, like, oh, look how interesting. That's why,
Dude, it's amazing, isn't it? He's a fucking vegetable. And we believe it, man.
Soul magic. It is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Come on, okay. Where are we? Get out of here. Man. What are you doing?
I don't give him credit for being so fucking stupid. I mean,
where am I?
I mean, it's embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed.
Like the magician's trick. Give us a system.
Fan from your Hulkbusters call.
I had trouble when it fell down. I thought it was funny, but I thought people had died probably. So I was, they killed everybody type shit. But then when I started figuring out shit was really weird, then it made it easier for me to assume people didn't die in 9/11 when calling my that stupid fucking shooting and all that. There's a messed all day and they're taking kids out after hours now. Just the way it went down just didn't seem right. I think from Columbine is probably I was in Miami the alien
gun. Columbine before Oklahoma? I forget.
Columbine.
That's when I was
like,
oh really? Yeah. Wow.
Columbus.
Guys, there we go, man. And an old Chubbs as well.
There you go. Gotta quit. Gotta walk away, John.
Thanks, John.
Walk away.
In fact, I'll check it out, guys. All right. Take care, JLB.
There goes Jean LeBlanc.
It's kind of like a Cavendish's Gia constant. Actually, it's a major
factor. Is it related to the G spot on a woman?
Ooh, steady, all right. All these women are blokes. Joseph.
I know, wow.
Send your fashion idea. Comics. 325 Fayette Avenue. Marvel Mamanek. New York, 10543.
Oh, man. That's crazy. What a crazy
world we live in. Get back to the bees.
What is that? And Napoleon Wilson put it in there.
Yeah, that's Rutherford's coat of arms. That's Hermes Trismegistus on the fucking the right side, the Dexter side.
The heck?
That's the important side.
That's Hermes, what is it?
It's thrice great Hermes, Mercury. He's the dude, he brought the magic to Renaissance, the Emerald Tablet. As
could have been the spawn of Jerry's egg on that one.
Some magic religion together in the Renaissance.
So, good point.
They're fucking with us.
They're worse than
he had like the first particle accelerator that worked, you know, where they pretend, you know, like
didn't really work.
And they pretended they're discovering magic shit.
Didn't go that fast.
We can't see none of this shit.
Bicycle particle. Put that particle in that bag. Take it over there as fast as you can.
Turn nitrogen to something.
Need a hook.
Something into nitrogen.
We need four horses.
Alchemist.
We need a train.
Mutation of the elements. Someone else used a particle accelerator. Well, kind of. He set energy particles at Herman Miller. He's the guy that taught us to be afraid of radiation and all that shit. Kind of did these experiments with fruit flies. That's where he figured out radiation's dangerous. He got a Nobel Prize for that bullshit too.
He was radiating fruit flies? What a cruel man.
And that's
go for him though. And that goes back makes, to, makes the fruit size nicer.
Yeah, it goes back to evolution from damage or problems. Herman Miller.
Herman Miller.
His book was where he told the world that he, you know, used radiation to mutate these fucking flies or whatever the fuck they were. It was the transmutation of genes or whatever. He used the transmutation. He used the exact same word.
Right. I remember that. They teach that in high school. Transmutation. Yeah.
So it means to a skirt in a pair of all right.
Rutherford Strickland did it.
Radiation can change the gene. Basically.
Might as well give it a go. It's like the earthquake machine, that's what I'm doing.
There's no such thing as a genetic code. Fucking Joe Gamma, I was to say that. He also was the guy that put the monster's Big Bang and put the math behind it.
Hey, what's your theory?
General, well, I'm in the wrong bloody room.
When it comes to DNA. DNA has only been pushed in the last, I would say, 20, 25 years with regards to blood testing. What do you think changed when they all of a sudden started saying, with regards to crime investigations, that we have the person's DNA, DNA testing, with regards to blood tests? There's always been blood tests.
You can like, clear off, you can. No,
they could test it if you're related. They could test before, back way back in the day, you know, if you're the baby's dad.
Right. What do you think changed? That they decided to start using the word DNA testing instead of just blood testing.
Fucking
they're up. Setting up to make this the genetic code.
Genetic code. Great. No, you can clear off, David.
Okay. No. Big in the 80s and 90s because they created digital computers and digital cell phone signals that could triangulate down to the nearest meter or two where people, because you get far more information on the same radio wave when it was digital.
I think they improved the range. Yeah.
So something digital happened to blood testing. I think computers were doing more super detailed analysis of blood, whereas, for instance, you do a blood test, I'm sure you did chemical reactions in the lab, and if the chemical reaction was similar, then you could probably identify that is the same blood.
I can't work out what's going on.
Are you related? I don't know.
I'll tell you a coincidence here.
Yeah.
All right. Wojcicki sisters, I think that's how you say their name. The one is married to a prince, the dude who started Google. He started it in her garage.
Another garage story, yeah. I don't know.
Her dad, he's a
accelerator
guy.
It's a garage club.
Louis fucking Alvarez.
Garage.
They had Google. They went from Google. One runs YouTube, and then the other one started 23andMe. The 23andMe is where you send in your DNA test. You're sending your DNA.
Big business,
that,
isn't
your
shit it? Into
the Google
people. Actually,
started
23andMe.
He's not my son.
He's out of it.
So they have all
have a DNA test. 30 quid.
When I go do a
blood
test at a lab,
it goes to a blood test. It's the best thing, not to.
Google people start 23.
I know, but what? I think if I get a lab, just for data analysis, goes without me knowing.
What? Bring it up there for a second.
Yeah, I'll throw it in.
Well, okay. So, let's get back to my original point. So do you agree it's a possibility that the DNA test is just a fancy name for a digital blood test where a computer is able to pick up and catalog and analyze blood at a far more detailed and recorded way than perhaps an old analog blood test?
And they have all your fucking information. Yeah, on the test, you know, every fucking thing.
Illinois. Yeah.
What do you mean everything? They have way more detail about your blood than a simple analog.
Did you show that to Becca?
Yeah.
You got a fiver for that.
I think the only difference is DNA test.
You could have got 12 quid for it.
And took
a tenner for it. You shouldn't give that away for a fiver. Should have cut that in half for a fiver. You'll have no tobacco now. Even that was death. I mean, I don't mind because I bought it, so I don't mind. But you, I gave it to you so you could turn it into fucking money. And you gave it away. Shouldn't have done that. £8. Just 8 quid. And I go, I want to test it. You know, wankers, man. They don't even bother. Right? But somebody knows it's proper. It's proper to give you 8 quid. I want to bear it a fiver.
And most importantly,
you're a cunt. You sell it to your drug dealer.
Being able to find it. I think that's where the computer's power is. That's why DNA.
18 quid now.
Just code for a digital.
She got 18 quid with the fucking drugs for it, then, shouldn't you?
There are no. Do you think there are chromosomes?
Fuck.
I think you said you don't think there are even.
I'm having a go.
Everything
that's saying.
I can't. Anything that's involved with the hereditary mechanism has been so corrupted. I mean, it's bad. I mean, look at. They use population genetics. They use bacteriophages, which are fucking fake. So you need to check out that, still can't put anything in the chat, so too lazy to go through my emails. But, it's called Curious Life on YouTube, and he does, he calls it microspace. Like, he shows you all the silly fucking pictures of the viruses. They're the same as NASA. They're stupid fucking landing modules. Like, they're like LEM modules, except they're supposed to be in their bodies. Bacteriophage is supposed to be the most,
Bacterium viruses? They don't bother me. You know, to get rid of it, you want to clean that up. Salt. Have you got a fucking, especially if you're around there, because even though you might not be manking and you might not be worried about it fucking getting worse, put a bit of salt on it, and then the skin will just close up. And then you won't even bother, you know. Stick about out in your finger.
No, that's what the
no, don't. You've probably got dirty fingers. Twist your head that way. Go that way. That way. There used to be a cup. There you go. Rub it in.
I don't know.
Not with your old fucking hand, with your finger. Go on, one more go. Move your head. Be gone then. Don't rub it now. You've got filth on your fingers. You rub it in a cup. It makes it worse, doesn't it?
Radio signal fucking thing or whatever. But,
good for burns as well, you know, for the
polar year or whatever.
I know somebody, in a car crash and was burning to death. Like, they managed to get him out to watch it. And the burn in the other car had some lavender and they just fucking put it, I don't know how they thought about it, put it in a bucket of water, lavender. And then tipped it over and he survived. 90-degree burn. That kid was frazzled. And you wouldn't even tell it then. He just looked a bit melted. But yeah, they saved his life because they wouldn't have done it. They'd have got him to the hospital, they'd put gel on it, lavender for skin.
He was the first one to propose, well, we need satellites so we can get far up the earth, look at the weather.
Might have been 70-degree burn.
So we got a... So the Russians came up with the idea, well, we're going to launch a satellite. We came up with the idea, we're going to launch a satellite. So we got the races on. This is all about cooperation. It wasn't bullshit. This is all the scientists cooperating. Next thing you know, you got Sputnik and saying, well, they can drop a nuke on us because they're above us and they're out of range.
I know it,
dude. You don't think missiles go anywhere?
Ballistic missiles are fake. I'm pretty sure you can shoot a missile straight.
I want one more up my ass.
I'd be able to guide it once, up and down, left to right, after that.
You got drones, though. Everybody's got a
seeking missile?
Yeah. You just got to steer the fuck out of that.
Was someone steering that thing?
Probably. If it's... Yeah, I don't know. Never shot
an intercontinental
There's an old computer program and we punch holes, punch cards, and they feed it in. They got that much memory now, they don't even have to fucking bother about big memory.
Comes back down, right?
Yeah.
For Napoleon, who knows? Nuts in the chat here.
Napoleon,
okay, you should join the chat. I don't know who you are, but.
Tell Napoleon.
Note there. Napoleon, where are you from? What part of the globe earth or the flat earth or the. There you go. Let's see what he has to say here. This Discord is a pretty good system, guys. Ask Sean about PSI. Yeah. Psy. Yeah,
fuck all.
We talked to Sean about Psy.
General.
Oh, Napoleon's in Manchester. He just got back from the Ariana Grande benefit.
I was in Dallas 2 weeks ago, a month ago.
Yeah.
I went to pay my fucking library. I went to pay for some old books.
I walked him over to the, you're standing right next to Dealey Plaza. And I'm talking to him.
True what they say about the whores in Dallas.
He doesn't understand what I'm saying.
Nothing with trannies.
You're starting early.
Yeah, Stan told me, you've been caught dipping in the fucking street machine.
Someone walked up to me, one of these guys trying to sell me a little pamphlet. There's time. Do you know what happened? I'm like, do you know
what happened? Which pub?
And he's like, I'm standing on concrete. I'm like, no,
so why don't you spit it out?
He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, the size of him. What's the same?
Ooh, I ain't going to tell anybody. Stand probably ain't that brother. Somebody told him. So what happened?
Trade Center. That's why the World Trade
Center. Come on, what happened?
If you really believe in the fucking size symbol, it leads you to multiple universes. Literally.
It wasn't you.
If the you don't believe in the superposition collapse, the wave function, if you think.
Well, why don't you tell him I ain't that buddy? Fucking hell, you're not right. If it was you, what you have to do is it wasn't you.
Half dead. There's just a whole shit ton of them. That's what gives you. That's the. It started. It's called the multiple.
How long ago were you down at Kansas?
He's a military guy. He's like a RAND guy.
Nobody mentioned it to you.
Yeah, his son wrote this fucking, like, was a. With music for Shrek and shit like that.
Napoleon, can you put the psi symbol for the World Trade Tower?
But it wasn't you then.
Where was that psi symbol? Are you talking about the psi building?
Would you rent that? Where was it supposed to book?
You look at the weight function collapse. But there's a weak
not down at Casey, yeah?
The weak arc.
Somebody said you caught on the watch it.
It's in Jersey.
By a machine.
AWKEN.
I think it was a sweet machine.
Yeah.
So but I don't know which one. Well, now I'm like a sweet machine.
And they have a
sweet machine.
Because there was some kind of. It was only at the top.
Aren't you going to push it together?
Oh, okay. Wow.
There's the Wheat
Hawk
in
the... Come on, we can come.
Oh, they're on the bottom. Here, he put... Oh, I see what they are. Yeah, they started at the top for a couple floors, and then they go all the way up. Yeah, I see. He put it in the chat there. Napoleon's right on the ball today.
Yes, the Memorial Wheat Hawk.
Okay, find that one for us, Napoleon. And I'm going to go in the show notes of the audio chat. I'm going to copy all these in there. I find even in the live stream, because the general chat here at fakeologist.com just goes on and on. The twins, yeah. Yeah, I never noticed. I knew they were something. I didn't realize. They go all the way up to the top, these three.
It's W-E-E-H-A-W-K-E-N, Wheat Hawking, 9/11 Memorial. I think that's where Aaron Burr supposedly shot that other dude on the hill up there in Wheat Hawking.
Who's Aaron Burr?
Vice president. Actor we had. He shot somebody, killed him.
Oh, the Atari. Atari was a psi symbol, I know that. Yeah. Sorry. It's been a big chat day today. See who else is hanging around. Gotta get... Did you do a bumper for me, SMG, while I got you?
Yeah, I did one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you shot?
Yeah, I missed it. When did you do it?
Oh, no, I did it up. It's Discord. It's Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah. I gotta find it.
I was laughing about what I felt bad about. But it's funny. Yeah. It kept happening.
Oh, yeah.
In North Carolina.
Chuck couldn't do it. Chuck couldn't do it today. And
yeah.
Frank had a hell of a time today, too.
I can understand why. I had to do it the second time. I think I said that. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy being a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Did I get your opinion on the EGI stuff? You think it's nonsense, or you think there's something to it?
I think those, like, really high-end models are very weird. I really haven't met any. I can't tell by pictures. I haven't met any, like... I've been saying that with Jennifer Lopez, and I thought...
He's talking about this.
Again!
Thanks, Michelle.
I'm having a tidy up there, so you're going to have to clear off your...
I didn't see any dude-like creatures. Well, she had a strong face, I guess. Well, never mind.
There we go. Hard to tell.
I wasn't thinking she's a dude.
No, I guess not.
Those models, yeah. Some of them are weird. A lot of them are, most of them are weird.
Well, I think. Good golly.
And the hip thing's weird. Tom Brady and his wife, they're weird.
Weird. I put a word weird in the chat.
I can't put it in here.
Isn't
that odd? I'm not denying
him at 9/11. I've been challenging the word weird before.
Yeah,
nobody ever believed me.
I'm saying hips don't lie.
What the?
Let me see if I can find it. Weehawking.
Gruesome.
Weehawking 9/11 Memorial.
Very, very nice.
Oh, I see it, yep. Oh, yeah. Looks like a cactus. Yeah, I see
it. Ah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Aaron Bird shot Alexander Hamilton on that deal.
Melted hands.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's sakes.
I don't know my American history is too good.
Barbecue?
Did he have something to do with
the dollar? Like
first treasure
or something, yeah.
Who's
that? First financial
finish. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Wow, we got five symbols with go today.
And that's it. You know, that's right. Off
yeah, that's a
trade.
That's a doubles for...
Yeah, not
for us. It's a doubles for...
None of your business.
You know,
right.
Yeah. Neptune or whatever, the dude in the water, he has to pull
it. Go
well, you know, subliminal, you go under the water. You know, the water line will be the limit. You know, the notches and below and above. You know, he's below.
Oh, a kind of those fucking stairs.
What you got to do is pay attention.
Get his fucking
job enough. He's dedicated
on
9/11. Boy, they got all of the numbers there. 9, 7, 11.
Huh?
They're off the charts with their numbers.
Mm-hmm. But we're crazy, so don't tell
nobody. I still think Zach Hubbard does good work. I think he's right on the ball for the numerology.
I don't really watch him that much.
I don't watch him. I listen to him.
Yeah.
I just rip all his audio and listen. I can just listen. My head spins, but...
It seems that the numbers are off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told him to look at it because and most people don't realize, I don't even know it now because I know some people who have it that now. And that,
again, I never stuck there.
That they abide by. Just the numbers with regards to the lunar cycle, you got a lot of 74s and 77s and 14s and 29 days and 29.53 the lunar month. No point interesting.
Yeah. I don't know about all that stuff.
No, I don't either, but the number, people have these numbers, I think.
Just count
all we had in the past is just follow the sun and follow the moon. Use those as measurements of time. So a lot of the numbers come from that.
And in the moon, even though people know the moon landing, makes you assume, like, well, people can fly up there and stand. It makes you, the fact that you can fly up there in the sky, stand on something, automatically.
Testing. All right. So, another event, guys. Another terrorist attack. It's the 4th of June, 2017. John LeBlanc here. And it looks like we're in baby hoax season, guys. It looks like it's a season for baby hoaxes. So I'm sure we'll be seeing lots of coverage of this latest London terror attack, and we'll be seeing all the regular usual suspects making 10, 20, 30 videos about it. I've already made my three. I made my little promo, my live show, and then my This Was Real video. That'll probably be my style going forwards. Just a bang, 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 get out of the way. Job well done. So, yeah, I might be back later for a bit of a chat about it. I might not. We'll see what happens as the as our British friends start to wake up. They're all asleep right now. Well, they should be. But they'll be waking up over the next 3 or 4 hours. So we'll see if they feel like chatting about their latest terror attack. 2 in 2 weeks, guys. Bad luck. Bad luck.
Hello, I'm Delacroix, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.